to participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
Okay. Yeah, baby.
There you go. Howdy.
Howdy.
Are we on the air?
We are now on the air, Mike, from our brand new studios in Rockville, Maryland.
Classic Rockville, Don.
I need to take a memento.
Yes, to get everything together here?
No, I am totally together.
Good.
I am totally together. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, even by my standards, I believe I was, I don't want to be hard on myself, I like to think that I look at myself honestly, just a scotch grumpy.
You a little testy?
No. That's too harsh. Really, that's an ugly word.
Crabby?
Even uglier.
That is?
I was thinking...
You want an uglier word?
Yes.
Cantankerous?
That's
still too friendly.
That brings, like, carnival barkerisms
right
into it, you know? Look at the cantankerous man.
Bitter?
A little dicky.
Cranky.
Dicky. Dicky is closer.
I didn't think so 2 days ago. I thought so yesterday. You were a little dicky.
Well, I thought about that about you. Well.
For years.
No. No, the truth is that I believe it's the mumps. And yeah. I feel like such a pussy that Tuesday really... even though I was very excited about the first day.
Yeah.
And to feel like coming in. I still, my neck still felt oogie.
It sucks when you're sick at the end of a break and you gotta come back sick.
And we had to
recharge on a break.
I had like the earache and the low level headache and.
Anybody with kids, Rob gives me the okay sign. Anybody with kids, you don't recharge on a break.
And even yesterday, you know, I was thinking, oh, come on, when is this going to end? So I called the doctor up, and he said it's like, you know, within 18 to 14 days, you'll start to feel better. And it's been over 8 days. Came in yesterday, and I was just even more pissed about it, which was like why the whole echo thing became a super mega battle with me, where I was
right
like an animal urinating on my territory.
Right.
When really, as always, my message to anyone who listens to the show is if you don't like it, change the flipping channel. It ain't no, skin off my back.
Sure.
I'm sure that if we're doing whatever on the show that you don't like,
right,
you go away and you'll come back. And if you don't go, come back, well, goodbye and we part as friends. And,
right,
you know,
always done that way.
And kiss my ass and whatever.
Right, whatever.
I just felt the last 2 days, they just felt like crap.
Well, and you factor in the fact that although we have what we've always wanted, a brand new state-of-the-art studio,
nice,
it's still the acclimation process as we're trying to figure out what's going
on.
And
if you bear with me for a second, that's what was driving me most nuts,
yeah,
is that because there's so much new stuff, and listen, don't cry for me, Argentina, I'm not complaining at all.
I felt that you felt pressure because you want everybody here to feel, you know, secure and happy and with everything that you're happy with. And you kind of feel that this is like your baby and,
right,
and you want to make sure everybody's cool. So there's a little pressure there, too.
And running all this crap
right
yesterday while I had the headache. And then people are sending in emails. And because I'm goddamn ADD and I can't help it, I'm looking at the emails that they're sending saying, your echo is giving me a headache. And I'm wanting to scream at people, you think you got a headache?
Yep.
I got a headache. I shouldn't even be here. But then I'm thinking, what kind of a pussy says, well, I'm not coming to work today because I'm on the day 9 of the mumps that I got from my grandchild.
And I always thought that'd be a good name for a band. The mumps.
The mumps.
Yeah. The mumps, baby.
The mumps. The bumps.
Mm-hmm. Day 9.
Anyway, day 9. Day 9 is the winning day. Feeling better today, I just have a feeling the last 2 days were an aberration, a bump in the road, a pimple on the ass of radio.
Good.
If I happened to rub anybody the wrong way yesterday, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
From here to the state line. And the entire topic of what we do on this show, as always, remains in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm out of line when I say all we want to do, and we've been doing this for a long time now, we're in a pretty good goddamn groove right now. We just want to come in and have fun.
And anybody that's listened to this show knows that we are two things. We're petty, and we're unable to take any kind of criticism. And that's the way it has been for 20 years. And I think because it's been two decades, I think that, we get a free pass on that.
Yeah.
I think the first decade, people could go off on that, but I think now they should understand that we don't want to take any criticism whatsoever. None.
No,
zip.
And really, if people think about it, you have never steered them wrong. So they just need to relax, listen, and trust you. That's what I think.
And the one thing that I think yesterday pissed me off the most was when I was reading the email or the thing on the website where someone said, you know, we pay your salary.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really think now that I feel just great and I don't have the freaking mumps making me feel like crap and being mad at everybody and everything all the time is, really? No, you guys don't pay our salaries. CBS does in this case, and other companies did before. But you certainly do your part by supporting the show and by listening to the show. And for that, we say thank you.
Absolutely.
But I would venture to say to the person that wrote that email when I was all flipped out yesterday, who said, you know, I pay your salary, I would venture to say that if you're a person, and I think the person that wrote the email was a 15-year listener,
right.
I would venture to say that there has been, if you listened every day or parts of every day for over 15 years, there have probably been 100 times, and I'm being way low on that,
yeah,
that you've had a crappy day and you've got into your car and you've turned on the show and you felt better.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the greatest compliment we're ever given, and I love it. I love when we hear that.
So like when I said yesterday and I was mad and saying, you know, you should send me money. I mean, it's a two-way street. That's right. What I wanted to say. It is a right. two-way street between us and the listeners on an awful lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on some stuff, it just ain't a two-way street. And if there's something like the Echo that's a deal-breaker for you
right.
with this show, then you know what we say? C'est la vie.
Right.
And the other thing that I just wanted to address, because we got a couple of emails at our website after I had AJ on the show yesterday, my girlfriend.
Right.
You know, you people out there, some of you well-intentioned people have got to put things in perspective and have got to know that life goes on. And in the time that I've been involved with this woman, about 7 months now, she's been on the radio three times.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. Mm-hmm. Once yesterday when she wrecked my car. Once for about 3 minutes at Mike's request after Mike's girlfriend had been on the air right. with us for about 40 minutes.
Right.
And one other time for 60 seconds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would never do anything to disparage the memory of Frida, and I will love Frida forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a person out there who cannot deal with the fact that it is over a year now, and my life is moving on.
I would venture to say, if I can interrupt you briefly, that anybody that would do that would be someone that has not lived that tragedy,
right.
and has not even probably been close to somebody that has lived that tragedy.
Right.
I really think any, you know, and can I tell you this, really, because I know it gets under your skin when you read stuff like that, and you what you really have to know.
And this is not stuff that was, like, posted on a website. These are emails
right.
that people sent to
yeah.
our website.
Right. And people that say that kind of thing, I mean, they don't know you. They really don't. They don't matter. And the people that you do know and that are closest to you, I mean, understand completely what you've dealt with and what your situation is, and I you've handled it. You've handled it so respectfully and so with so much dignity, and I think that you just can't let people that have no clue what it's like to go through what
but
you're going
through.
But
those people have to know.
Right.
Those people have to know that whether it's this woman or another woman, whoever it is, I'm going to talk about her, and I'm going to talk about what goes on in my life.
It's your life.
Frida was my wife and my life partner for over a quarter of a century. She was on the show sometimes 5-6 times a day. Ad nauseum. Don't you think I remember that after we'd have her on the show, people would call up and go, how much is your goddamn wife going to be on the
right,
show?
Right.
So no, my girlfriend's not going to be on the show as much as Frida, and it's not disparaging to Frida's memory. And anybody out there that thinks that, all I can say is, you are wrong. You would want me, because you've listened to me on the show, talk to Frida and talk affectionately to Frida and talk about having a relationship with Frida. Because Frida died, I get the feeling from these emails that we received that some people think that I should be living in some type of a box, that I shouldn't venture out, and for God's sakes, I shouldn't share any of this on the radio.
If you were going to live in a box, we could turn that into a hell of a promotion.
No, the truth is, if Frieda and I, and this never would have happened, but
right.
If Frieda and I would have split up, if we would have gotten divorced
mm-hmm.
and moved through it,
mm-hmm.
and I had a girlfriend,
right.
and put that girlfriend on the radio, I don't think that we would be getting emails from people who say that they are lifetime listeners, and how can you do that? You know, listen, the show is my life. For the next couple of years especially, and I love all you guys that I work with, and I love all you people that are listening, even you people that I wish nut cancer on.
Right.
I love all of you. But really, when it comes to something like my wife and the way that we talk about her or reference her or how I handle it on the air, it's my biz. It's my biz, and I just wanted to say that, and if the tables were turned, the only other thing that I wanted to say without getting terribly heavy on your ass was, if the tables were turned, I would hope that at this point, Frieda would have found somebody who gave her some companionship and made her happy.
Right.
As it turns out, in my world, a large part of this show is talking about what goes on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna talk about a certain person because some people out there are ooged out by the fact that Frieda passed away.
I question the sincerity of all of those people that send emails like that. I really do. People that just like to scratch the scab. I really believe that. I always will believe
just
that.
Just wanted to address that. So now that is
good.
That's out of the way, I just wanted to get that out there. Now, another thing before we start. I'm totally sick of this. Okay?
Right.
Dad, this.
The following takes place.
Dad.
Gone.
Sick of them. Here's what I offer you, the Don and Mike consumer.
Yes.
Because remember, the whole point of us moving to this new studio was the fact that we finally had our own digs.
Mm-hmm.
We can have our idiot listeners come on down if they wish to.
Right.
We can go outside. We're going to send Joe outside today, across the street to the shopping center, across the highway with the wireless microphones. The listeners have always been the ones who have supported us through good and through bad, through the threats that they'll never listen and the things that they love us forever and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What I would like to offer to you is not a jingle contest, but a show open.
Yeah.
Ideally, now here's what I was thinking. I'd like to have a rotating set of like maybe 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Done by you listeners, not songs. Just about everybody's got the equipment now.
Right.
Where you can put together your own open and think about
your own sampling open where you sample different things.
Whatever. It's just got to say, you know, the Don and Mike show with Don.
He's a big a-hole.
Right.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friendly drunk.
Buzz.
Mm-hmm. He likes to swap.
Rob.
He beats his wife.
Big a.
Joe.
He's retarded.
John.
He's got headlights.
You know, Don and Mike.
All the positives.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What are we like, really?
And ideally, then, every day when we start the show, we would just have one of these 10 or 12 things that we would roll and then go right from that right into
the Don and Mike show.
That, and then right into a record. And that's how we'd start the show.
I think that puts a little bloom on the rose.
Now, as opposed to previous years when we had a jingle contest where you'd have to send us a tape in the mail and there was just problems because we would push stuff and then people would not send in by the time we had the deadline. And
by the time the deadline came, that's when all the entries were coming in.
Now, we are going to have prizes for the ones that we select.
Good.
Prizes.
But that's all I'm going to say. We're not giving away tons of cash, cars.
Your prize is listening to your work.
That's right. But we will acknowledge those that we choose to use on a regular basis.
We'll acknowledge you on a limited basis.
We will play
within reason
just about everything that we get, and all you got to do is put it on an MP3 and send it to donandmikewebsite.com.
Bingo.
Well, that's easy.
That's all you got to do.
Good.
So start working on it now. Stop what you're doing and start working on it Now.
If
right
your
now.
Equipment's in your basement, go home from work. Right now. Do it now.
Right now. I mean, frankly, I was thinking about this. We could sit around. You know, we're incredibly talented comedy writers. We could sit around and come up with some boffo script and send it out to Dude Walker. I mean, maybe you heard that fabulous X-Men parody spot that we...
There's an example right there. That's award-winning.
May I offer an example of what we're looking for?
Sure.
Right here in CD3.
Number three.
Let's see. Okay. What is this? I was hoping for something louder.
There it is.
You know what? You're a bad ape.
Bad monkey.
You are a bad. Bad.
Here's a foreigner bad singing.
Human side by side.
No. This is what we don't want.
No.
No. 1,000 times no.
No. The fake songs are really not going to be encouraged. However,
that is a fake song.
Are the fake songs completely banned? If they're part of your overall presentation, part of the opening.
Here's what I'm thinking. Thank movie trailer.
Ah, okay. Like
thank movie trailer.
Think, getting clips and, other people from other things saying things,
what
a hodgepodge.
I'm thinking 60 seconds, 120 seconds.
Use really your creative
matter.
Juices.
Right, and we'll pick the best ones and we'll play them on the air, and that way we'll have
juices.
A new way to start the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
At least until we're sick of that.
That's a good thing.
What was that, monkey? Was that bad ape?
With
Bad Ape, who's on my side now.
Shouldn't you be climbing up an Empire State Building somewhere?
Shouldn't you have a, blonde woman in your big, meaty hand?
So much to do.
Yes.
So much to do. Find the blonde, find the building, pull the planes down, then fall to my death. What a day.
So, if you're interested in this,
and
I think people will be, just email the stuff to us at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And we can, because we're in the new digital studios, we can just... Lickety split. I like saying lickety split. Makes me think of Paris Hilton.
Right.
You can just
ooh.
Send it right in and boom, Paris Hilton, lickety split. And I would. I saw her video. I would. I don't care who's been there.
Yeah.
No, I would.
Yeah, maybe me too. Well, sure. Not maybe.
I'm just surprised at you.
With a tongue condom.
Of course. Yes, of course.
With a tongue condom.
Like an entire hefty bag over your head.
Saran wrap.
Double wrap it.
An outbreak suit.
I love that expression.
Double wrap it.
Okay,
you see that? You better double wrap it.
So let's get some opens in from the from you guys. And let's see how creative you're feeling, and let's see what we can come up with. Okay?
Wonderful.
Because as always, it's easier to have you do it than have us do it.
Really? I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
We're very busy.
Now that all that has been said, let's just do this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen,
right.
Neanderthal men, or troglodytes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
What I'm going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Hello!
When the only people that existed were troglodytes.
Hello!
Cavemen. Cave women.
Yeah.
Neanderthal.
Hello.
Troglodytes.
Pretty good.
Let's take the average caveman.
Pretty good.
At home.
At home, the average man.
Listening to his stereo.
Joke.
Cardi Lemon.
Tony Diggs.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
I don't need to stop this right now. We're just going to open the door and...
Greg, yeah, man. No, he's been here already. Here he is. There he is. The bad monkey.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your
troglodyte?
It was beauty that killed the beast. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
Faggot.
Irreplaceable.
Sure.
And all the ships at sea.
John, can you scream a little more?
Hi, Rob.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
They adjusted my mic again. I'm sorry. Sorry.
See, there you go. Good monkey. Good monkey. Now you're speaking like a good monkey.
Well, let me read this and I'll have a seat.
See, good. Now, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, he has to speak at this level.
I feel like Sigourney Weaver that Ape movie.
It was different yesterday, though.
Imagine if you speak of this, and now you do it like the booth announcer would do it. You're doing it like a carnival barker.
You know, you're going back to those days at FedEx Field when you did the announcements.
They're not gone, you know.
Right. Do you still do that?
I don't know.
We all know how good those announcements are.
Well, thank you. How's your car?
Mike's brand new automobile.
Automobile?
Wonderful.
If you genuinely feel that you pay their salaries, go ahead and send them a check. Live from Don and Mike House, here's Don Geronimo and troglodyte Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kong. Much better. And hi there, friends. As you can tell by the smell, it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode of everybody on this Thursday.
Thursday.
That would be 07-1306.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No. Buzz ain't retarded. I'll suck it to you, Daddy. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
Suck it to you, Daddy.
Troglodytes. Phone number. We're down to one. We got 24 lines. No waiting. 877-365-3636. That's the only phone number you need to call now. It works from Canada. We found that out yesterday. 877-365-3636. You can hear us on the internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. That's where you can email us. Send your junk to, start the beginning of the show. We're also on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and you go to talk radio, there we are right there. And the song is over. And now
good. We're
on the air and we're in the new studios.
We are.
And see, things today are just copacetic,
baby. Welcome home.
Copacetic. Sorry I was such a dick the last couple of days. It was just the whole not feeling good.
Didn't know that, and nobody knew that either. We knew you had the mumps. Right. I thought you were all done with it.
That's because I'm Superman.
He's a professional.
Superman.
Superman. May I take one moment and get something off my chest very briefly? Very, very briefly here? May I?
Sure.
This is not weird or anything like this. I got to say this because I was asked to say this by the guys that I work with. The Washington Post writes a lot of stuff, and the Washington Post was writing about the fact that everybody that's involved with my restaurant, O'Mara's restaurant, purchased Sign of the Whale. Well, we put a bid in for this restaurant, and a lot, the Washington Post, the way if you'd read that article, I think you might have said, hey, it's a done deal, it's going to happen. I just want to say that there's a lot of stuff that goes into buying a restaurant, and a lot of details have to be worked out, and nothing is final yet. I'd love it to happen, but, we're at the beginning stages of this thing, and a lot of stuff has to go through. So I got a lot of congratulatory emails and people saying, hey, that's fantastic. Do I want it to happen? Yes, I want it to happen. But we're at the beginning stages. There are things that have to be finalized, that have to be negotiated, and we're at the beginning stages.
You have to kill all the rats.
We have to do that. That has to be done. We're very, very frustrated with the fact that, the way they would say it, it's going to be done in 4 to 6 weeks. That is not true. Mm. And, I have this chance to come on and clear the air and tell everybody what the truth is. And the truth is that we are right now negotiating to get all these things finished so that we may be taking over that restaurant. If we do, we're very excited about it. If we don't, that's the way it goes. But
I think people still should be sending you congratulatory emails
just to make me feel good
on your brand new car.
Ah, that's fine. I will accept those. I will accept the car congratulatory.
Yes, you should. In fact,
but it was really it got to the point where I was talking to some and people. What is it about that newspaper that there are people that I don't hear from, and there are people that I have nothing to do with? And then when you're in that newspaper, all of a sudden it has for whatever reason, because it's a paper.
What, the WP?
Yeah, the WP, because it's the WP. All of a sudden it has this air of legitimacy, and I don't talk to the Post. I don't think you talk to the Post. We really don't do a lot of talking to the Washington Post.
I call them constantly.
Part of that is because we are constantly told not to.
I keep calling and I say, listen, where is Hinge from Heloise?
You don't talk to reporters. I call them and say, is there a chance that you could not throw the paper into the mud and just throw it on the stoop where it's supposed to go. Throw it on the stoop.
And they printed that.
I just wanted to say that. And you know, and I will be the first person to let everybody know when anything develops with that. And I really
you'll have more personal good fortune to announce on the show. You'll have more when your pockets get a little fuller.
Yeah.
You'll be able to
when the empire expands, you all will be the first to know.
Drive there in your new car.
Really will be.
Well, thanks, because I know that I've been on pins and needles, you know, also because I was not feeling well, and and gosh, I woke up on Tuesday morning, and, you know, I felt like crap.
You felt like crap, but you were excited enough to call me and let me know that I was in the paper, and I didn't even know. I had no idea I was in the newspaper. I really didn't. That flattering photo. You know, I get a quarter page, and it's the most flattering. You know, it's this fat ass, double chin, shaved. You know, just it looked like seriously like I just had a blood transfusion. I don't know what I was thinking the day that picture was taken. Is that the one they took at the studio with that guy that just put like a paint?
Upstairs,
a paint tarp down and said, here.
On the third floor.
One of the great ones.
On the third floor.
Our series of, you know, the only time I think we ever had, time I think we had a fairly decent photo shoot was the one that that your wife set up for us.
Right.
I really think those were that guy actually was able to perform the miracle.
So I didn't even tell you this. It was Tuesday morning, and I got up, you know, at my usual ungodly time. And this was our first day back.
Right.
And I got up and, oh, man, God damn, my head was pounding from these mumps and my jaw hurt. And I was, like, doing that thing when you get up in the morning, you go, hello.
Oh, I hate that.
Hello. Figuring out if I could talk or not. And I normally
do it just when I have a hangover.
I go down and get the newspaper. But I have to be honest with you. You know, I'm petty. I'm jealous, right?
Right.
So I'm just sitting there, I'm having my coffee. And at this point, I still can't even taste. This was another thing that was pissing me off.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm able to taste and to smell today. I've not been able to do either of those things for the last 8 days. BFD. But after, you know, it's one of those things you take for granted.
Right.
The fact that, you know, and so I'd sit there with a coffee, and it's Tuesday morning, like, oh, I'm going to go back to work today. I don't feel good. I can't taste this coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I can't taste. Let me just see. Okay.
On the paper.
Oh, my first reaction was just like, it's Golden Boy. Oh, Golden Boy buys a restaurant. So I had my little mini meltdown, and then they did what I thought would be, you know, the right thing, the friendly thing to do.
I had no idea. I had no idea when you called. In fact, you didn't have the tone until we got in here, so I didn't realize that, you know, that it,
and the thing is, you know what sucks, really? What sucks about this is that right now, I don't know, I don't want to put a percentage on whether it happens, but it's, you know, it's not 100% by any stretch of the imagination.
And when they give you all that press and all that publicity, you do hope that everything, you know, that all the I's get dotted, the T's get crossed, that it really happens, because, you know, if it doesn't now, it looks like some sort of failure. And and I think that sucks. I would rather control that stuff. And I don't know. You know, of all the things that they could do, and they do this digging and they want to find out about it.
So I want to dig. I want to dig. Did you make a baby yesterday?
No.
You did not?
And not to the best of my knowledge. No.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been yesterday. It might be technically today.
So, at midnight.
Yeah.
So there was.
Yeah.
Did your troops pull out?
No.
You did not?
Yes, I did. Yes, of course.
Are you sure that they all made it back?
Well, is one ever really sure?
No.
Is one ever 100% sure?
All right, well, let's start the countdown clock then.
Playing the odds.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's have 28 days.
Which notice will come first?
28 beautiful days. Last night, I found out that my girlfriend still gets her period. How you doing?
Congratulations to you then. That went up my nose. Just the way you threw that out so randomly.
That was an excuse that was used last night. When I got home, she met me at home last night.
Right.
This was another thing that people in some of these emails that we received had trouble conceiving of the fact.
There's a funny word.
She's my girlfriend, which means she generally comes over on Wednesday night, makes me dinner, and then we watch TV, and then she goes home.
Right.
Right. And I see her over the weekend, and that's pretty much how our relationship is. We talk, and anyway, right. So last night was her regular night to come over, right. And she was still, even when I got home last night, she was there already, you know, and she was like...
Making you that chicken Chesapeake.
Favorite yeah. meal? Yeah.
She just had that look on her face, and yeah. I said, so what is the problem? I don't like this.
I don't know.
And then it's a breaking point, not a breaking, a breakthrough point.
Yes,
I believe in the relationship.
That's right. Really a breakthrough moment.
Called it a breakthrough.
You
moment.
Had a breakthrough.
Yeah, when I went upstairs to change my clothes,
uh-huh.
And as I was walking by the
people should know when we come home from doing this job, we both look like coal miners. So when you get off, the first thing you have to do is get out of your overalls,
right.
So, take off your helmet,
and then Mike puts on his tuxedo, his dinner jacket.
I go upstairs, I change my clothes, and I'm thinking as I'm ready to go back upstairs, oh, hey, I forgot to go number one.
Okay.
I'll just go in the guest room, right? So I go in the guest room, and I'm standing there, and I notice, well, now, what's this in the... the wastebasket.
Oh, dear.
Right? And
oh,
I actually, I get done doing my business, and I do this thing.
Oh!
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. And I go downstairs, and I go, oh, there is a dead rat in the,
in
the garbage can upstairs. And she said, well, it's near the end.
Yeah. And those are flushable, aren't they? Those things, most of the time, are they?
I don't think so.
Some of them
no.
are. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah,
not, it depends on what we're talking about.
I think
about.
They exactly. say they are. There are a lot of things. Incidentally,
this one was made of PVC pipe.
This is 6 inch?
Well, then there's no need to throw it away.
About as big as that Budweiser can.
6 inch PVC.
That Don Johnson equated his penis to.
Oh, no, man. I think a lot of stuff they say is flushable is not necessarily flushable.
And then she...
Yeah, well, you know, I've had some recent plumbing issues, and they said that wasn't really flushable. Sir.
As
it's the neighbor's cat,
and I'm sure she loves hearing about this on the radio, but right. that comes with the territory.
Right.
I think, as I've mentioned before, we no matter what happens with us, we are not going to have kids. And she is
just chicken Chesapeake and a couple of Bloody Marys before
nearing
dinner.
The. Nearing the end of that time,
right?
And apparently now it's like it's 3 weeks on and 1 week off,
right? Right.
When like it that. Go when you come towards the finish line,
sure,
that's the cycle.
So yeah, that's well, yeah.
So you've had the discussion already about you know whether you would ever do something like that.
Do what?
Well, you're a much earlier stage. Your relationship is in its infancy right now with this woman. Have you you know maybe you've been asking me
kids?
A lot. Have you had that? This has it gotten to that? Have you ever had the you know just rolled with that conversation?
No. I mean yes, no.
Yes, no.
Yes, yes, we have, and no, neither one of us wants to.
Okay.
Right.
Well, just don't be so curt with me about
well, I'm not,
that.
I'm not being curt at all.
Was time of the essence when I, you know, I was just curious.
I don't really understand exactly how her body works. She's in her 40s, and
women in their 40s are more than capable of conceiving.
I understand that, but yeah. She's like, she's on the thing where they're like loading her up on the pill, and then it's like she gets her period, I guess, like all the time, and then it'll stop.
Beginning. I never understood those plumbing issues either.
No, me either. But all I know
is some pasta and red sauce.
All I know is that when I came down last night and they changed my clothes and she was still standing there. I was standing, you know, like a terrified animal, standing in front of my stove,
right,
cooking this dinner, going, "Hi," I said. Is there anything else going on that I should know about? No, I'm just... I saw something upstairs. I saw something upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't supposed to see that.
Yes.
She said, that hasn't happened in a long, long time.
And really, technically, if you're going to be really letter of the law, isn't the stuff supposed to... The bad stuff as far as emotions and all that, isn't that supposed to be a precursor?
Yeah, just before.
That's the pre-show.
Usually.
That's the opening act. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and apparently,
she's still upset about the car, right?
Yeah, and she started telling me that, and then, you know, I really want to hear this while she's sitting there and she's, whatever she's doing with the chicken, she's explaining to me.
Stop saying it and chop tomatoes.
She's explaining whatever the cycle is, and how, you know, we're near the end of the road on this, right. And she's flipping this stuff, and she's saying, so anyway, it shouldn't be that bad. It's like 3 weeks on, and incidentally, it's like 3 weeks of the faucet being turned on.
Right.
And 1 week of it being turned off. It's like, yeah, it's the opposite.
Oh, backwards.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the way that it used to work.
It's like, bizarre world.
Like all the time on. Wow. All the time on.
Right.
So, we'll see.
That's a handful right there.
Handful of what?
Earn your wings. That's kind of that made us all take a pause there. 3 weeks on, huh?
That's why when I wanted to make things right, and I wanted to even apologize to her, I bought some roses, and then I bought some surgical gloves.
Good. Good and good.
And some Scotch Guard.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's
maybe just a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, anyway.
Put up on towels.
No, anyway, so she was... She was totally cool last night. She
good.
Made me a very nice dinner, and the car is not wrecked nearly as bad as I thought.
That's good.
And, as she had led me to believe, and it rained, and the dogs didn't poop.
Good.
And then she went home, and everything is just A-okay.
Good for you.
So then I go upstairs, and I turn on the email machine.
Right.
And I see that I got an email from EA Sports, Madden Nation EA Sports.
Oh, right.
You have a special message from EA Sports. There's something in your future that you're going to be excited about.
Mike.
Close.
You are so close. You don't even know. Attention, Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
You are scheduled to play Tory Big Game Hole.
That's cool.
Wow. Live Saturday, July 22nd, 8 p.m. at Box Live West Room 2.
That is like prime time for Tory Holt. You think 8 o'clock? Well, he's probably going out later. He's a football player, probably goes out late.
I think that that they're doing this. These guys somehow are getting some juice or something.
Of course they are.
From the Madden people.
Right. And now are you just like on a VIP list?
I am in some type of tournament.
You're in a tournament, okay.
Where it's like 10 football players and some other people.
Are you practicing now?
Yeah, and the reason that I mention this is that I'm going to throw this out again now because I have the date. It's just a couple of weeks from now, the 22nd.
Right.
If you would like to play me in Xbox Live over the weekend, send me an email at dynamikewebsite.com.
This weekend.
And we'll set up a time when we can play, but please, no a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
As always.
You
want good competition.
Oh, yeah. I want someone who just plays the game.
Right.
The way that that regular people play the game.
There's no jerks.
Yeah, like, for instance.
Hey, Don, want to play the game?
Like that guy.
I'm better than you are.
Yeah, like that.
Hey, what to do with the reader?
None of that, please.
Want to play, Don?
Okay, there will be no headset use.
Okay, as always.
I will not be using my
except
headset.
Except with Tory Holt.
You'll use it with Tory.
With Tory Holt, you're going to duct tape that headset to your head. You're going to super glue that headset on when you play Tory Holt.
I just hope Tory Holt isn't on his period when I play him.
I can hear how that goes, too. How you doing, man?
You know what that'll be? That'll be tight sphincter times one.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Thousand.
That is very, very cool. And what if... I mean, who knows?
No.
He works on his athletic ability. Mm-hmm. He's a professional athlete. He's got interests. He's probably got business interests. Who knows? Maybe you'll knock him off.
They sent me a big, gigantic thing, I guess, that they want. Well, all I really have to mention is EA Sports.
Right.
That's really all the plug they're looking for.
Right.
But they sent a big thing saying how Tory Holt is one of the NFL players that is really into the Madden game and every year complains that he's not fast enough and that he's not strong enough and that his ability is not good enough and that he plays as the Rams with himself every day.
Oh, every day?
Every day. Now, that could be hype.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that they just send that out so an idiot like me will say it on the radio.
You don't play every day.
Well, no, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't play every day.
I'm saying that because that's some kind of throwing, you know, I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
You're taking this challenge seriously. You know, it might be time for a little boot camp, a little Madden boot camp.
So I'm going to be the Colts, and he's going to be the Rams.
Right.
And I found out also that it's the Colts as they are now, meaning I won't have Edgerrin James.
Oh, okay.
I'll have, I think, Dominic Rhodes is my running back.
Right.
So, anyway, if you'd like to play, if you're into Xbox Live, you're not doing anything this weekend, really, I'd like to play against some listeners of the show. But please, as always, no jerks allowed.
And you want quality opponents.
Yeah.
I mean, is the jerk factor the only thing that's relevant, or do you want to get some seasoned professionals?
Guys, let me just say this.
Seasoned nerd nicks that are going to play.
Let me just say this. There are levels you can play at Madden. You can play a rookie, pro, all pro, and all Madden. I play pretty much at all pro, not at all Madden. Mm. And I can score about 24, 30 points a game.
Do you know what level Tori plays at?
Yes.
All Madden?
And I'll be playing at all Madden.
Yeah.
That's the level that we all play at. So. However, I think a lot of times when you go online, you play at all Madden level anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm just looking for some guys who just want to play the game.
I remember from fantasy football like 5 years ago, this was one of your favorite players. Wasn't this a guy you drafted all the time?
Yes, Torrey Holt every year.
He's got to be very excited.
Oh, it is. I'm excited. He's going to kick my ass. A thousand different ways.
What if it doesn't happen? On any given Sunday.
What if you beat Torrey Holt?
On any given Sunday.
Well, what if? Incidentally,
can I give you a piece?
Kiss my ass, bang my ass, and call me Charlie.
See, that's wrong. Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah.
If you somehow happen to knock him off, if you beat him, you know, and you've got the headset on, please don't do what you usually do.
No,
okay?
No.
Because it's Torrey Holt. All right. Be a gracious winner.
You imagine that.
Even the trash talking NFL guys, when the game's over.
Right. You shake hands. Yeah,
gather. If you do manage to beat Torrey Holt, gather at midfield for a prayer.
Not going
to
happen.
It'll be fine. At least with the headset, you can't see him dance.
So listen, I guess the profile of gamer. The gamer profile that I'm looking for is someone who plays regularly, but he's not one of those dicks that knows every absolute in and out of the system and rotates.
Cheats. And would you accept any help?
No. No. But no.
I mean, I'm not talking about during the game. I'm talking about, like, in advance.
No.
Somebody would just know.
No.
You have your pride.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, and that's exactly what it is.
I don't play Madden, but I can understand completely. I've loved certain video games. I can see where the love is.
I know the playbook. You want to talk retarded.
I'd love to get into it. I really would. I think I could probably have some great times if I got into it.
I know the Colts playbook. Probably, I could sit here right now and tell you.
Do they have in the playbook? Do they use actually the real names of the plays that they run?
Yes, one of my favorite is Marvin PA, which is a play action to Marvin Harrison on the right hand side, where Peyton goes back and play actions to Edgerrin James. And normally Marvin Harrison is wide open on the right side. If he happens to be double covered, you can go to Brandon Stokley on the left or Reggie Wayne, who's running underneath, or Dallas Clark, who's going up over the top.
Now, would Marvin PA be the kind of play they'd actually run in a real game?
I guess so.
Would it be that simple?
Except they give them names, like Rocket Swirl, Chocolate Covered.
So if he has to audible, he does that at the line of scrimmage, if he wants to audible a play action to Marvin Harrison?
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Are you talking about real football?
I'm talking about, like, where real football, melds in with this Madden.
Ask Dory.
I'm very curious.
Ask Dory Holt.
Some of the plays are, like, called Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is a play where you line up in a triangle almost, and it's a skinny pass to the tight end
over the middle. What's a skinny pass?
A skinny pass is almost like a button hook.
Okay,
you just run right down the middle. Right. I've got the whole goddamn thing memorized.
Skinny pass. See, is that real football terminology?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question right now.
Yeah.
Is anyone still listening to this show?
I'm not looking out the window like I do when you talk about comic books.
I know, and that's what's worrying me, Mike.
You think I'm too into it? I'm curious about it. I'm curious.
I'm curious. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Hey, hi. You are on the air. Hello there.
Yeah, will you be able to record the conversation with you and Torrey Holt and then play it on the air?
I promise I will ask them about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think at the very least they're going to get him to call the show. I think.
Oh, that's nice. If you can record it and you get permission, why don't you try to goad him into a fight?
Yeah, that would be pretty neat to hear.
Yeah, that'll be exactly what I did.
Yeah. That'll you suck.
That'll be when I do it.
You totally suck. I'm totally embarrassed. Totally upset.
Never liked
it. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Did you know that the mumps cause or can cause sterility in adults?
Listen, as we discussed yesterday, I think mumps can go all the way to, if you're a guy, go all the way down to your balls.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean,
It's actually very dangerous in adult males because can happen. Can women get mumps?
Women with balls can.
That's a legitimate question.
Yes. Madonna can.
Men and women can get mumps. Are you talking about Mrs.
Janet
Friends?
Reno had it.
Yes.
Janet Reno had the mumps.
Janet Reno's another one. Yeah, no, women can get mumps too, but it's not the same as, not as bad as with men.
I heard when women get mumps, they actually get balls.
No, but it can make them sterile too.
It can make them sterile?
They get balls in their neck.
Oh, balls in their neck. Balls on chin.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome everybody. 2006. That was shocking back in 2000.
Balls on chin.
Hey, balls on chin.
Balls on chin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
D-O-C.
Hello.
It's you. Now, come on. We can't have dead air after balls on chin.
You're on the air. Hello.
Is this Shotgun Kelly?
Shotgun Kelly.
Well, you doing? Good to talk to you.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike. Oh, I forgot.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was Tori Holt.
No, that was a lonely summer.
Hello.
Breastfeed.
Hello.
Have you guys talked about Buzz's TSA?
No, we have not. And thank you. We will bring that up in our next break.
Thank you.
Buzz's what?
Buzz had a meltdown at Dulles Airport.
Oh, the TSA. Yeah. That's right. Transportation safety.
A little difficulty with security.
Yeah, we'll do that in uno momento. And we're going to send Joe outside. And we also have to find out, hold on. I wrote a note about this. Joe's wife electrocuted through computer.
There is a lot going on here. I mean, a lot of people have some weird stuff to talk about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, fellas.
Hey.
While you were on vacation, I too, although I'm blind, stepped out of a perfectly good airplane at 14,000 feet, and what a rush.
You're a blind guy and you jumped out of an airplane?
Well, I more fell out. We did three somersaults and then did the...
Even if you did it in tandem, that's a very cool thing to do.
Yeah, I did the tandem this time. They said if I want, next time they'd put a helmet with radio in it and then talk me down, so...
How cool. That's balls.
Wait, you don't believe him?
I think they probably just put him in front of a big fan.
Yeah. 140 miles an hour because I guess two go faster than one.
So that is
three
very
fell
cool.
For almost 9,000 feet.
Could you ask him any questions to verify that? I mean, I believe the guy.
I believe him too. Can I just leave you with this, friend?
Yeah.
As great as the experience was, and I think you and I will agree, isn't it the most adrenaline you've ever had?
Yeah, well, close. I mean,
it's a great experience, right?
Absolutely. Can
you imagine this, though? Can you imagine how much better it would be if you could see?
Oh, no.
Thanks for the call.
Did you hang up?
Then there's your rush.
Oh, God.
Yes, I did.
Oh!
Hello there. Don and Mike show. That's the best part is seeing.
Well, I think that's one reason he didn't get as much adrenaline. He couldn't see what was happening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. If you can't see, it probably doesn't scare you then.
Right. Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. From Pittsburgh.
Hi there. Hi from Pittsburgh. Hi there.
We missed you so much.
Congratulations on just hosting the fabulous All-Star Game, won once again by the American League, ladies and gentlemen. Another victory. Home field advantage in the World Series. Thank you. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she's listening to the radio and not the cell phone.
I thought you hung up on me.
No, you're probably used to that. What can we do for you, though, Pumpy?
I just wanted to say hi and welcome back, and I'm just so glad to hear you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day. Great, I'm going to hang up on you now. Right.
Goodbye. It's worth waiting for.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
I thought she was nice.
That was Pittsburgh Pat.
That's water. That was water.
Water?
Mrs. Pump. Hello, Donna Mike's show.
Hey, Mike.
And her husband, Bicycle.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you a quick little thank you, man. We went down to your restaurant in Manassas. I was on a vacation.
Mike, yes. That's exactly what they said we got to watch out for.
Yeah, I talked about that today. Yes, we, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate
it. That's all I wanted to say, man. You had a great
thank you. Kind words. Thank you.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
He was blind.
What?
He was blind.
No,
everyone's welcome.
No, he wasn't blind because there's a big sign outside, which I've always told Mike is funny.
No blind customers allowed. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the thing is, I keep saying to you, why don't you put it in Braille? Mm-hmm. How are they going to know the difference?
Yeah, but we hope that there is someone that can tell them.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. I love it when you have the blind people up for the contest. So.
Yeah, they don't have as much fun as everybody else.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey. Colin
from Maine.
You like that contest we did? Which entree is hottest? I love that game. Yeah. Who's got the scalding bowl of pasta?
Hey, what's up? What can we do for you from Maine?
Hey, I was just wondering. What's up with the echo again today? You guys need to get some furniture in that studio or something?
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not going to rave out about this today.
I just started listening.
If you want to make it an issue, you can make it an issue by turning your radio off. Okay?
But listen, it doesn't make the show better.
That is an opinion, sir, and opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one. Unfortunately, there's only one guy that's running this show and another guy running it with me, and we make the decisions, and we made that decision. And if you don't like it, then we part as friends and goodbye.
All okay? right. Well, maybe it's because I'm on. Yeah,
or you will just learn to live with it, and it will grow on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to argue about this.
Don't fear change.
We are not going to argue about this.
And all right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Dismissed. Okay. Right.
I am so tired of it too.
I'm getting
very tired of hearing about it. Very tired.
We're getting pillows. Lots and lots of pillows.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
This is Tori Hope.
Tori Holt calling in advance of the big Madden game coming up. Hi, is that today?
Hi, Tori.
I am going to kick your white ass.
All right, doesn't it well,
no doubt about that. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Oh, I know what I got to do. I got to do that. And you're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let you guys know, I've been commuting with you guys for 6 years now, and it was all by happenstance. I found your channel, and I'm addicted. Now, even when you're having a bad day, I still love listening to you guys.
There you go.
I'm off in the middle of the week. I go out in the garage and listen to you, or I'm driving around listening, and my wife goes crazy. She thinks I'm a nutcase sometimes.
You got to duct tape her to the seat in the car with you, and it's acquired taste. She'll like it.
I don't want to sour this call, but did you say happenstance?
I love that word.
Yeah, you like that word?
No, I don't.
And I'm from your favorite station, Rob, that one you like so bad.
KHTK?
Yes, you know it.
Yeah. So drive carefully.
Right, okay. Somehow I don't think you were sincere.
Just by happenstance.
Not in Mike. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Well, I'm just calling to say I don't know what you've been talking about so far, but I'm listening through CKTB, which is 2 hours south of Toronto.
I just want to say we are on fire in Toronto.
Yeah.
We are on fire. The Canada calls are coming fast and furious. We are going to own Toronto.
The Canadians love this show.
They do.
What's the station we're on?
It was something that started with a C.
CKTB. It's actually in the Niagara Falls Buffalo market rather than Toronto. Right.
CKTB. Well, that's close too because we used to have, when we were on in Buffalo, we had a lot of people listen from Toronto.
Yeah, right. It's great. We're very happy to be on up there.
Yeah, now the problem is there's only one problem. Half the people in Buffalo don't even know about the new station affiliate.
So, if the people in Buffalo were aware of this, would they be able, does your signal go into Buffalo loud and clear?
Very easily. What I was wondering, could you put on the website about something that referring to a new affiliate and then just list the new affiliates, the location in the city?
The last time I looked at our affiliate list on our website, I think we still have Green Bay, Wisconsin as an affiliate.
Yeah, it's not really up to date.
No, someone should go through and fix that.
One of these days we will.
Fix that. Hey, how about you, Bad Monkey?
About me?
Bad Monkey, we should let people know where we're on the website.
Consider it taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome.
See you later.
Great to have you back.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Look for that list to be on the website a few days after Halloween.
Goodbye to you, enemy.
No,
we love Canada.
Hello, hey, John?
Yeah, yes?
There's John on the intercom back into the screener's room.
How does his chair sound?
What? Let me hear your chair.
Sounds good.
You can handle the affiliate list on the website, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
John, can you still hear us talking when we're off the air? Like
what?
When we go to commercial break, can you still hear us talking back there?
Maybe.
John,
Maybe. He said maybe.
All right, bye. This is another problem we've got to figure out.
This is a huge problem.
Yeah, a problem.
This is a huge problem. Do you notice nobody's really eager to fix this problem? Yeah. Because I think people are enjoying the fact that they hear, and I don't think we've been particularly evil, but we are known to be very evil when the microphones are technically turned off.
In this room, for whatever reason, in our main studio, when the microphones are off, there's some button. Mike and I were talking about some business thing today, and I look over, and Buzz is doing that thing where he's listening, but...
Weren't you talking about American Idol? It's just when you talk really loud. That's the only time that I pick up all
or part of it. Not American Idol.
No?
Whatever it was, you were... I could tell you were listening. You were working.
I just looked up when I heard a key word.
And then we said, Buzz, can you hear us? And you went...
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's not even Buzz as much as we heard that, like, all along the audio chain, that people are listening in differently. They're listening back at the old station where the show originates.
Now, how can that be?
I don't know. How can that be
when the microphones are turned off?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible now. I think they fix that after the first day.
Okay, and you know what the operative term is there? What? I don't think.
You bad monkey.
I'm the worst, aren't I?
You are the worst monkey.
I am the worst
monkey. Go find out about that. Would you call him?
Yes, of course.
Really, do your job.
Okay.
Really?
It's like you hit a button. I mean, just the pure simplicity of it. You hit a button when we go to commercial that turns our microphones off.
Right.
And those microphones can be heard at least the other day, the first day we were here.
Right.
I go back just to say hi to John back there, and I hear, like, you and Rob talking over the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And... I didn't like what you said.
What an a-hole Mike is today.
So... Something's wrong. Something's like open all the time, and it's—I feel big brothery. I really do.
Find out what it is.
Absolutely.
Really, big monkey.
Right.
Really.
Let's break, and we'll do that.
Big bad monkey.
All right.
Okay. How about you leave the room first?
Yeah, I've got to start the timer.
How about you just leave the room?
How about you go to break? We're looking at a couple options here, and they're both pretty good. I prefer going to break.
Well, no, we are going to go to break.
But have you had the mumps yourself? Have you had
No.
Because you look pale. Do you feel okay?
I think I'm going to pass out.
You look particularly peaked today.
Well, I feel great.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Isn't that what somebody loves hearing? You look peaked.
I just had to mention. I was curious whether he's had the mumps.
No, I've not. I've had the mumps when I was in seventh grade, so I can't get them now.
Okay,
there you go. All right. Well,
what I have is the clap.
Clap on.
Okay. Well, listen. Be a good monkey and find out how come everybody can hear everything we're saying. You know, because for God's sake,
we say pretty horrible things.
Yeah,
when
pretty awful things.
Nothing shocks me.
I mean, nothing, really, we mean very little of it.
10%.
10%. I think 10% we really, well, it's all based in truth.
Uh-huh. Of course it is truth.
What it is really is the uncensored show.
It's the real, and sometimes the incredible show.
The real show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the evil show. You know what? This is like that Larry King crap. Somebody's going to get hold of that.
Because here's the thing. Yesterday, and I'm not going to make a big deal about this, there was... like 150 people in our company that were laid off yesterday.
Yes.
And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. That was horrible.
Yeah. And we were discussing it during the commercials.
Right.
It doesn't deserve being talked about on the air.
Right.
But we were talking about it during the commercials and how it impacted more than one person that we know personally.
Uh-huh. Right.
Including one of these schmucks that we just went up to New York with, who just sent us...
That was a little scary.
Who just sent us a big email telling us what a great job we're cooking.
Everything's fine.
And then he got the 86 yesterday.
You know, I have only two emails. I have two emails from people that work for this company that were sent to me. Not show-related, not people that we immediately work with, people that in the company.
Yep.
Both those emails are from the grave.
From the grave.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were having some inside the water cooler chat yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
just throwing some theories out.
And I guess a lot of people were hearing it, people who shouldn't have been hearing it.
So, like, who's the guy that's back at the FWJFK in Fairfax? Who's
running our board?
Yeah, who's running the board there?
Greg runs the first half and Eric runs the second half.
I would be curious if Greg... you know, has heard our conversations. You know, that's what I had heard, that it goes back, that they can hear us back there.
Well, what's the hotline?
It is...
Will you dial it? There you go. Can you do it?
This is really, it's the only way to get to the bottom.
Get the answer, yes.
There you go. And then we got to figure out how come they're hearing us in the back room
mm-hmm.
without the microphones being turned on as well.
I can't see him now. Can't. John's got... John, that lighting back there is... you're hiding.
Right. So now we're calling the old studios.
You know, on this count, I'm the most paranoid person.
Studio.
Hey, Edge, it's Don and Mike.
Edge, is that true that you could actually... I mean, that's what I heard. I didn't know whether it was true or not. Or like when we go to break, were the microphones hot in along the line?
I did not hear you guys, but I didn't have you in queue, so I wasn't listening for you.
Oh, well, somebody...
So I really wouldn't know.
Okay, all right.
But I know the other day when Buzz kept saying that he could only be heard in one channel, that we heard him in both. So I don't know how...
A lot of bugs to work out, naturally.
So, all right, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, hey, listen, everybody there loving it without us there?
No, it's very dreary. Everybody misses you guys.
I'm quiet. Come on, like people aren't going by and taking a leak out our door every day.
Yeah. Never be the same.
All right.
Yeah, you don't give a rat's
right.
ass.
Bye, Greg.
All right. See you later.
See you later. Bye. We'll do this and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know. This is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... on the American side. Geez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way... to be a leader Americana.
Struggling.
Except you guys.
Duke?
You gotta control it.
I wanna kiss you.
We haven't any chance. Naturally things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, but really, when I went to school, I went to school at the University of Southern California.
Yeah, Duke.
Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college. I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody... had walked into his office,
that's the word,
and torn down a picture.
What would have happened?
And did excrement in his waste paper basket, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family.
Oh dear.
We, as members of the college,
William
would have kicked the goddamn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen.
Yeah, dude.
And there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen.
Yeah, dude.
Christ! I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking.
Start thinking.
It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous.
There you go,
Duke.
If you guys don't start thinking as men. Man. We're going to have a lousy country. Jesus,
it makes a lot of sense.
I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things, against things. And you know, Christ, you try as a human being to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore.
There's just not.
They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
Right. Forever straining at Stu, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
The Duke.
Duke.
You gotta love the Duke.
That's classic Duke.
Who doesn't love the Duke?
Let me see. We're gonna try to go outside here in a second.
Very exciting.
With Slow Joe.
Yay.
Because one of the great things about our new location, and we're right, if you're in the D.C. area, our new studios are right on the corner of Montrose Road and
Rockville
Pike.
Yes, that's right.
Right by some big antiquated condo.
Yep.
That looks to me like it might be maybe a crack house now.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it's haunted.
Pretty
actually.
Good price. Very looks haunted.
Maybe a house of ill repute. Uh-huh.
You know, at the end of the show, I was looking in the windows to see if I'd see anybody naked. I didn't see anybody naked, but I did notice that they seem to be renovating the balconies on these apartment
buildings.
That's
exciting.
And they also seem to have the majority of these apartment buildings are unoccupied, but there were several lights in the window like people were living there. I really can't tell. I think it's a ghost ship.
Well, I think it's time for us to do some exploring.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Rob, let me see. How many wireless microphones do we have?
We have four.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
How about this? Instead of sending Joe out, you want to take a walk with me?
Yeah, let's just walk around.
Now, has anybody tested to make sure how far they go?
No, I thought we wanted to do that on the air.
We know they work. We just don't know how far.
Do you want to just try it? Yeah, I'm up for it. You okay. Get him and turn him on, and me and Michael go for a walk.
Okay, just a stroll.
And Buzz,
get hit. It's very busy out there. I know how you are when the microphones are
don't
on.
Don't be crazy.
You're like bull in the china shop, and you're like going to stumble out.
Look,
people are flying. This is Rockville Pike. Uh-huh. People are. This is not even really. It's not even like the other main drag. And we were on a hell of a main drag.
Yep.
This is a real main drag.
They'll run over you.
Keep in mind the game Frogger.
Yes.
I kicked ass at Frogger.
I know you did.
It is going to be relatively easy for me, with my cat-like athletic movements,
right,
to go from one three-lane death strip to the median to the other three-lane death strip to the end location.
I think we should wait for all proper traffic signals. Mm.
Which I believe will be, I think, the goal is to be at the grocery store, which is approximately a half a mile away from our studio.
Very good.
My work.
Okay.
Now let's
give this a try.
Are we turning these on now? Are they on?
Test.
Hey, they are.
Check. Testing one,
right,
two.
Hold on. 1, 2.
Let me give me a level there, Mike.
Check 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's turn these off. Hello, test.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Here we go.
We're going to see how it works.
Got me some headphones. Okay, right, see you boys good. Later.
Bye. Take care, guys. Bye-bye. Be careful.
Oh, hey, Rob, what's our address here, for God's sakes?
5914 Hubbard Drive.
Hubbard. 5914 Hubbard Drive.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Yeah. She had a
All right, we're outside.
It's an old mother.
Now, look at this, Mike.
I think we should go up to the left.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah?
I think we should spit on this car.
No, I don't want to spit on this. Don't spit on my new car.
It's your brand new car.
It's my brand new car. You want to go for a ride?
No, I don't want to go for a ride.
Well, I was just, why not?
Because.
We're on
because
the
I'm air. Jealous.
No, don't be jealous.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yes. No, we can't talk to people, you know.
What?
We're not allowed.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, we're on the radio. Would you like to be on the radio? No? No thanks?
No thanks.
Nice seeing you. How are you?
Excuse are we going down these
have
stairs?
Have a nice day.
Are we going down these stairs?
Oh, yeah. Here we go, right. Mike. Wow. Now, we're actually outside the building. And
just getting our sea legs.
Making our way towards... What is this this little extra?
This is old... I think this might be... Georgetown Pike?
They're launching
ramp. Georgetown Road, old Georgetown Road.
All right, there goes a COP.
It's really, they all kind of converge here.
All right, now, let me see. I can see the Sports Authority. I can see old...
Now, how are we going to know? You can hear it, right?
So, yeah, yes. We're not breaking up yet. We're breaking up a little bit.
No, not much at all, I don't think.
We're not breaking... Here we
you
go,
know,
Mike.
I think when
come
we
on,
get...
Here we go, come on.
All right.
Come on, Mike. We're going to make it all the way across. Here we go. Come on, Mike.
This could be the end.
Come on.
All right.
Come on. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
You run every day.
Congratulations.
Oh. I'm completely out of breath. I'm completely embarrassed.
That was close.
You and I, God damn it, look at this. Now, we are on Rockville Pike. We're
there.
Across the street from our brand new radio
now
station.
Now we can just wave at people.
Loud and clear.
Let me see. We're in front of...
Yes, right now we're in front of a little restaurant. That's a nice looking joint. How you doing? Timpano, it's called.
Timpano.
Buy that one, too.
Sports Authority, Marshall.
Marshall's over here. We're at the corner of Hubbard Drive and Rockville Pike.
All right, so what we're going to do is just
just stand here for a second.
A little scuddy out here today.
Now, Buzz, microphone sounding okay?
Sounds fantastic. You guys are doing great. I'd say keep going.
Sounds all right? Yeah. A-okay.
Keep going.
I guess what we need to do now, Mike, we're on, a 70-second delay now? So we're going to have to wait for people as they come by. This would be a fast way to see how...
Why don't we go up here? Wait, well, why don't we go to where the intersection is? Is this going too far? I think we're going to be in line of the antennas that are pointing out here.
Very cool.
Got a Chevy Chase Bank up here. Got a Next Day Blinds, Mattress Warehouse.
Now, see, the fun of this is going to be when we send Joe out, and he's got a sign around his neck that says, I am broadcasting live on CBS Radio.
Right.
And you and I get to do what we've always wanted to do.
Let him be our mouthpiece.
Right.
Right. Now, is this guy backing up here? Jesus Christ.
Yes, he's waving high. Beep your horn, sir.
There you go. Honk your horn, ass. Honk your horn.
Moron, we told you three times.
Jesus Christ. The guy seriously almost got in a wreck because he was in the left-hand.
Hi, how are you? All right, there we go. Nice little Maryland welcome here.
Oh, hi, everybody.
I had not
had a chance there listening.
We're sitting here on Huffy Drive.
Look at those people.
Hi there. Hi. Well, there's a nice, lovely couple.
There you go. You know what that is? Oh. That's babies having babies right there, Mike. Guarantee you. Hey, how you doing?
All right, you want to come on the radio live on CBS Radio?
Sure.
Hi, what are your names, kids?
Holly.
And what's your name, sir?
Hey, are you holding? Are you holding?
Holding. Yeah. No.
Are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister? What are you, man and wife?
Just friends.
Just friends, right.
Right.
Nobody your age is just friends, huh?
How old are you, honey?
21.
That is one goddamn dirty ashtray.
She always says
that. Can I tell you that?
Hi, how are you? Boy.
Would you mind cleaning that ashtray right now? Open the window.
Just dump it out.
Come on, dump it out, please.
There might be something out.
Uh-huh.
Contraband. All right, we're going to let you go before the police get here.
All right, Roach Motel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got you. Oh, hey, look, it's a chick from Sideways, Mike.
Oh. Was that Sandra O? Was that Sandra O? A chick from Sideways. The very talented Sandra O also can be seen on Grey's Anatomy. Hi, how are you?
I got to tell you something.
Oh, wow. Hey, very popular, the show in Rockville.
I see her everywhere.
Yeah. Sandra O?
Yeah.
Huh. Sandra, oh my God.
My brothers, come on. Hey, come on now.
Show us the love.
Hey, Chocolate City, listen.
Hi, how are you?
Say
how
it.
You doing?
Hey, I'm still talking to those guys in the Corolla. Say it loud. I'm not black, but I'm proud. If you're a brother, don't just wave.
They didn't want to acknowledge it.
Honk your goddamn hoopty horn.
They were embarrassed to listen to the White Devil.
Hi there. Hi.
Hearing a horn in the distance there.
So many people, Mike, are just...
Hi,
not a chance that they want to speak to us, Mike.
There seems to be a lot of that out here in Lockville.
Oh, now look at this guy. Mercedes.
How are you?
Hey, self-absorbed.
Boy, somebody's really leaning on it. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Oh, hey, hi. Whoa.
Nice to see you.
Now, one of these people were going to... This traffic is moving.
This is delight. Yeah, this is not like the other place where we...
Please be
we
careful.
Can never get them going fast enough.
What's your location right now,
isn't
guys?
It a lovely day to be out here, though?
Rob, we're standing at the corner of Hubbard Drive and Rockville Pike.
Okay.
I mean, we're right at the entrance to the shopping center, and people...
You're across the street.
People. I like the looks of people that aren't listening. The people that are actually totally confused with what we're doing.
I should have explained that. The very first thing that I had Mike do was we ran across the six lanes.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Ran across six lanes.
You don't want to be on the radio?
Hey, I just spotted you from the air studio. I can see you.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Excuse me. United
on
States...
CBS Radio?
United States Marshal. Do you have papers? do you have a green card?
And they said yes. They said yes. They
are you legal?
On the radio. Hablo español. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Listen to that.
Yeah, and he's nodding his head like that. That's true.
Hey, ¿cómo
te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Let me ask you a question.
How much for your sister?
How about that headbutt, huh? How about that World Cup, huh? Are you guys holding? Hello, would you like to be on the radio? Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Hello.
Mikey says he'd like to be on the radio. What's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos, are you a big soccer fan?
I love it.
Oh, the people are waiting. We got to let them go, Don.
Bye, Carlos. Bye-bye. There they go.
Lots of beeps out here today.
And look at this. Mike, right there.
How are you?
How's it going?
Hi, how are you? That was not a beep for us. That last beep was a beep of anger.
Mike, there could be no beeps of
that. No, it actually wasn't even related to us. It was a guy that was just like, yeah, too many.
All right, now here's some
cool. Look at this carpool. We got to go over here for a second.
Okay, welcome to Gringo Land.
Hey, welcome, you know.
This is the windows.
You guys want to be on the radio?
Hey, come on, we want to be in a gang.
You want to be on the radio?
Can we be in your gang?
Radio.
Are you guys...
Oh, no, hey, all right.
Are you in a gang? You like to be on the radio?
How to make friends.
We're on the radio.
WJFK.
Hi there. How you dudes doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
We're Don and Mike. Donaldo and Miguel.
How many guys are in this car? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can all of you guys say hello?
Can you say hello?
Oh.
Muchas gracias.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Don.
Can I be in your gang? Are you guys a gang?
Mr. Geronimo, step away from the vehicle.
Mike, I don't have a lot of experience.
I thought we might have been in big trouble. Hi, how are you?
Let me just say this. I've seen the movie Crash.
That is as good. That is a good about my favorite comment. How about that headbutt?
Oh, and hey, hold on.
You want to be on the radio?
Hey, now, this is a guy who came and parked his car, for God's sake.
Wow. Come over to say hello. What's your name, sir?
My name is Terry. Hi, how you doing?
Terry, are you a rock villain?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I thought this was a joke because I was driving by and I downloaded your podcast and everything else like that. I thought this couldn't possibly be real.
Could there be a chance that you could wear your pants a little higher?
And how long have you lived in the area, sir?
About 5 years now.
This is Don. I'm Mike, and we're brand new to this neck of the woods. We come from across the river.
Uh-huh.
River. How be you?
Yeah, everything's super.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm married, thank you.
Miracle of miracles. We were going to do the whole nerd thing for you.
What's his name?
How long have you been married?
About 2 years now.
Any children?
No kids yet. We're working on it.
What's your wife's name?
So's Mike.
Her name is Rachel.
What is it?
Rachel.
Oh, is it one of those mail order things?
Yeah, sort of.
Japanese.
Oh, hey, listen, here's a serious question.
Sure. Huh?
You know what I've always heard about the Japanese women? Is that down here, you know, instead of like this, it's like... Is that true?
It's not true, but they are slim, and so it's different than you'd expect.
Hey, thank you for your candor.
Is it a tighter fit?
I don't know. Well, you could say that.
Sweet Asian cooking. Hey, do us a favor. Go ask this old guy if he'd like to be on the radio.
Thank you very much. All right. What's your first name again? Terry's going to go ask the old guy coming up here if he wants to be on the radio.
And this guy to me, Mike, I'd make you a 50-cent bet this guy's homeless.
This is Michael Hughes.
You think this guy's homeless?
No, he said no, unfortunately.
Is he homeless? Ask him if he's homeless.
Are you homeless?
No.
Are you homeless?
No.
Would you like to be in a gang?
That was something that couldn't be broadcast on the air.
What did he say?
It involved an F,
we didn't hear
and
it.
An A, and an H.
Oh, we didn't hear it. It says it didn't get it on the radio.
No, I mean, I know we didn't hear it. I heard it. Because you have the headphones on.
No, I got the full front,
and he goes...
F you, A.R. No, Buzz.
You're right.
Buzz said, did you...
It was not heard here.
It was not heard over the air.
I know it was.
Audible.
Yeah.
Hello?
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our first foray out onto Rockville Pike, the corner of Hubbard Street and Rockville Pike.
I think we've proven, Mike, that we can take the microphones and go anywhere.
And I think we've proven that no matter what state we be in, the Don and Mike Show, red hot, absolutely...
Hey! Broadway!
Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was scary.
Almost lost.
Why he's scary.
Hey, now, when the light changes here, we're gonna make our move, okay?
How are you?
Hi there.
Nice
Thanks.
To see you.
God you know, damn, we're gonna
I don't wanna
time.
I don't wanna bum people out here, but did we get this kind of honking at the other joint? All right, here we go.
With the flavor of the month now, Mike.
Very good.
That's right.
Oh no, they're turning left.
Here we go.
Run for your lives.
National Treasure in danger.
It. Yeah, that was no problem at all.
Now we made it. We made it across the street.
Want to visit the other
side?
Yeah,
you're listening to our show right now. You on the Honda. Or what is that?
That'll be, a 30-second delay before she realizes it? Hi.
She's hot.
How are you?
She is super hot.
She's looking at us like we're pandas. We're your cute little panda bears. Yes, we are.
All right, so now we got the traffic coming.
I would urge everybody's doing the beep, 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 beep. I would urge people driving by on Rockville Pike to do the horn lean, where you just hit it steadily. That's what I'm excited.
Now we're on the side of Rockville Pike that's leading towards D.C.,
yes.
Leaving Rockville.
I'm not sure whether that's north, south, east, or west, but there you go.
Hi,
how are you?
Like your goddamn
nice to
horns.
See you.
Hi there. Hi. Hi, how are you?
Sir.
Hi there.
Busy.
You know, I think... Mike, I think part of it is people are waving at us like they would wave at somebody who was in front of, like, Mattress Warehouse.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Hi. Well, he said Don and Mike, though.
I think so. Some of this is like if you and I were wearing, like, giant rabbit suits and we were promoting something out here.
Exactly. And you know what I see? That? You see that restaurant we're directly, literally, we're within, hi, we're in within 50 feet of.
Timpano?
You see what it says to the left of Timpano?
What?
Cocktails. We've come home. We didn't have that at the old joint.
No, that's true.
A lot more feedback going in the other direction than in this direction. Well, these are the people. You know what these are? These are the slackers.
Hey, now, hold on. Here's someone I got to take issue with. Listen, driving the Taurus, here's my problem. If you're going to have an American flag on your car, don't let it be so goddamn tattered that it looks like a snot rag.
Sir, you want to be on CBS Radio?
Super Patriot, Don Geronimo.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, I believe that. CBS Radio, the Don and Mike Show. You want to come on a Mike Show?
What
he's Don. I'm Mike. How are you?
Mike Rogers.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
What'd you buy at Toys R Us today, son?
Chessmaster version.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're going to go home and play that right now?
Possibly. At least I'm a pretty avid chess player. I want some. I know who the highest rated U.S. player ever was. It was Gata Kamsky.
Doesn't sound like a chess player.
And I was once the state champion for the under 1400 rating class.
You're listening to Chess Talk on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking of running cross country for the Terrapins this fall.
There you go.
How about vaginas?
Well, I'm like a really true lover. I knew someone from I was in love with her since I was 14, and I'm probably gonna see
her. Does she have one?
Yeah, I never touched her though. She's just maybe gonna see me at my high school reunion.
I think this is your year. I think this is the year she falls in love with you.
Good luck.
No, she's married, so.
Oh, she's married. Be careful with that.
Actually.
Well, good luck to you, Michael. Go home and play your game.
And last question I have for you, sir. Nice to meet you. You're on a bicycle. Good for you. It's about 100 goddamn degrees outside. Why do you have on sweatpants, the Adidas sweat top? Why do you have so many layers of clothing?
Well, I train really hard, and so I'm just in really good physical condition. And then
he's unzipping his jacket. Oh, you
work? He works at Toys R Us.
Do you know Johnny Cakes? He worked there, didn't he?
He used to work there.
What is the hottest selling item right now at Toys R Us?
I think it's going to be PS3 when it comes out. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. But right now, I guess, Xbox 360.
Xbox 360. Yeah. You going to pick up one of those PS3s when they come out?
Maybe. You know what game I'm looking for in Xbox 360? It's called Vagina.
Do you have one?
Night racing and some things like that.
That might have.
Hold on. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Is this a mom and a daughter? Hi. Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, hold on. Someone's coming. We've got a military man coming up. All right. You're holding up traffic, ladies. Got to move.
Bye. Bye, girls. Bye.
We've got an Air Force man here. We've got an Air Force full bird here, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Colonel?
Welcome to Rockville, Don and Mike. Been listening to you since Frank Murphy, and Alan Goodman, Wava, and welcome to the megapolis here of Rockville.
Thank you, Colonel.
Colonel, excuse me for one
just
second.
Just 1 second. We'll be right with you.
Right.
Those women, they had vaginas.
Definitely.
In the car. Definitely. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
It's kind of a life lesson here with Forrest.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Forrest.
Always helping people.
Love. So you are, you're what? You're Air Force.
Full bird. I recognize the insignia there. Absolutely.
Okay. And here we go. From Clerks. Let's welcome.
Look at this. Can you feel the love out here? This is wonderful.
I don't know who you are, but you look to me like you should be in Clerks, too. What's your name?
They didn't let me in.
What's your name, sir?
Rosh.
Rosh. And Rosh, anybody you want to say hello to?
No, I just came to tell you guys I love the reverb.
He loves the reverb. Fantastic.
You hear this, your last name is Shauna?
Sure, why not?
Rosh is Shauna.
I love all Jews. I love all Christians.
Colonel, did you get off a little early today? You out here? You live around the area? What's your story?
Yep, I was on my way out driving up Rockville Pike, and I heard you guys out here. First of all, I couldn't quite believe it, and I said I'm going to see with my own eyes, and the guy beat me to the punch. I've been listening the last couple of days. I was going to say, I don't know if he gets much reverb on the outside mic.
Hold on, what?
We're normally more popular normally with the lower-ranking officials, but thank you, Colonel.
Hold on,
have a good day.
Scream that. What was that?
Don and Mike!
How many cans of oil do you have sitting in the front seat of your car, dude?
That'll be two.
Hey, are you related to Penn Jillette?
No.
Okay.
Right, I see
it. Scream it again one more time before you... Good stuff.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
Another person's walking up here, Don. Hi, what's your name, son?
Peter, how you doing?
Peter, where are you from?
I'm from Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg. And are you happy to have us here in Rockville?
Oh, glad to have you guys in the neighborhood.
Have you met Don yet? He's the man with the headphones over
here. I'm bringing up the property value around here.
Hi, Pete. Appreciate it. Have you seen the retarded boy from Toys R Us on his bicycle?
now we have no confirmation on that.
Hi,
hard-working security system guy.
What's this security system?
Look at this. This is amazing. Goodbye. Wow. Nice meeting you.
What?
Don and Mike Jerry. Hi there. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how
well,
you doing?
It's official. We've been welcomed here in Rockville.
That's nice.
Yes. See, this is what we didn't get in the other place.
No, we didn't get this kind of love.
We didn't get this love, no.
No, we did not. We did not get anywhere near this amount of love.
We've been 15 years at the same intersection. Hi, you guys.
Wow.
Hi there. And wait until we start doing stuff outside.
This is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think really I've got it all planned out. We're going to have a lounge furniture here. We're going to have a deck furniture. We're going to have a cooler. It's going to be great. You know, when they're going 80, probably a bad idea to stop them. But I know.
One more guy. Let's talk to one more guy.
Hi. What's your name, sir?
Mark Ajar. How you guys doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good.
Where are you from, Mark?
From Olney.
Only a
no doubt.
Are you happy to have us here in Rockville?
Oh, very happy. Me and my friend Chris, we work down at Clyde's right down the street.
My friend
you
and
guys
I.
Come in for free dinner, free drinks anytime you want.
That's an awesome joint. I've been by there. That looks fantastic.
Talking about how great it is that you guys are a little bit closer by.
Well, why don't you come on and take a look at the place? Will you
want to come in? Hi, ma'am.
Oh, hold on a second. What?
You guys are my favorite people. I've been listening.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
What's your name, hon?
What's your name?
Liz.
Liz.
Liz, you rock.
Are you? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm just going to go to the mall right now, actually. I'm going to get a new bathing suit.
She suddenly got a little hesitant.
She's going to get a new bathing suit.
Can you see the eyes of the predator?
Are you going to get a one-piece or a two-piece?
I'm going to go with the two-piece, I think.
Yeah, I would, too.
Oh, you got to go, Liz. Sorry.
I would, too. Okay, bye. I love that gag.
You want to come in?
I love that. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, another guy here.
Hey, it's but you.
He was my own student. What's your name, sir?
I'm Jamie.
Jamie, where do you live?
Right down the street.
Right down, so you're a Rockvillian? Happy to have the Don and Mike show here?
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
Well, come on in and take a look with this other guy, and you can see what our new surroundings are like.
So it's Jamie, and what's your name, sir? Mark and Jamie are coming into the studio with us here at Hubbard Drive, is it, in Rockville?
That's right.
Diggs?
Now, what did I tell you? I hate the big...
Wait, is that a chick? Is that a chick in the car over there? No, it's a guy. Hi. Hi.
Hey, to be Mr. I Told You So, but isn't this a great location?
Look at this. I just felt the love. I really did.
And those microphones go all the way to the shopping center.
Not a glitch. Without a glitch.
Coming back up towards the door now.
you see that giant
monkey?
Head?
That was the monkey. That was Rob. Now, we'll bring you guys in.
How are you? Nice seeing you.
Hi there. Come on in, guys. We'll bring you in, and you can see what the new digs are like, and you can maybe explain to everybody.
Now, it's not finished yet.
I still have to hang curtains.
Hey, hold on a second.
Get those pillows.
Hey, baby.
Park your car and
come on in.
Park your car. Get your ass up here. Please, park
your car. Come on into the studio. Come on. Don't waste time. Don't hit the car. Hold it.
Don't hit that car.
Oh, my God. That was almost a bad accident.
There you go. Look at that.
All right. Thank you.
Now, guys, what is this? This is like a dream of genie time. Look at this. Beautiful chick. She's driving a Mercedes.
I think one of you two is going to get lucky today.
I've already scoped out the left hand.
Right.
I don't see her.
Oh, look at that. Hello. Come on in, beautiful.
Come on up. Take those stairs right here.
Those stairs. We're giving a little impromptu tour here.
Come on. Why don't you run? why don't you run and make it up a little faster?
Some idea for build.
Hi. How are you?
Come on in.
Wow.
What? Hello. Hi. What was that? Hi.
Karen. How are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm Don. That's
how do you do? Very nice to meet you.
I met you guys the other night.
Did you really? We have to have you say that on microphone. It's very
I had a dream about you, too.
Come on in. We're going to give the tour.
Come on in. Say hi to my friend Hop Singh and my friend Private Pyle.
There we go. Hold on. Oh, you got it? All right.
The sophisticated
are coming
system.
In.
All right. Come on in now. The air conditioning.
Hey, now, remember, we're not finished yet.
First thing you're going to notice, the air conditioning.
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful? Right now. Here we go. Here's the new studio.
Here we go.
These are all new.
Are we going to switch to the regular microphones?
We'll switch over here, Mike.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Hey, how did it sound, Buzz?
Oh, it sounded fantastic. Didn't break up a bit. You could have gone further.
All right. We've got all our friends here that were nice enough to actually stop by.
So let's see now. Let's see. Yeah. Come on over and add to this side.
Come on,
and see if you can describe to everybody what you guys see over here. Want to press a button? Want to make a sound?
State of the art.
Press a button. Go ahead. Press any of those buttons. Make a sound. Press a button.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Very nice.
Yeah. You want to hear a fart sound? Press that one.
Fart four.
Yeah. Try another one. Try another one. Knock yourself out. Hey, isn't that fun? See, that's the listener guy who's playing with the sound effects.
This is great. Man, we felt the Quan out there on Rockville Pike.
I'll bet.
Incredible.
So this is my side. This is where I do my stuff from. And then you go over there, and you see where... Go on over and see where Mike hangs out.
Sorry about the Subway crumbs. You know, this is where I eat here also. This is where... But we've got the two... Step up to the microphone right over there. That microphone
there's
right in front of you.
Guys.
Go on.
Hello.
Oh, you're shy. Are you shy? Are you microphone shy? A little bit. That's okay. No problem at all. You came by to say hello.
Yeah, no ring. I'm telling you, fellas.
Yeah.
I checked that out already.
Absolutely.
No ring and a Benz.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
Interesting.
What'd you do? What did you do? I mean, you what?
What do you mean?
Well, Rob, don't manhandle the woman.
I don't know what I mean. Are you
a single successful chick?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
More power to you.
Look at that.
Well, then you'll want to meet Buzz. He's in the next room.
That's Hi. Buzz Burbank.
Rob, why don't you take everybody into Buzz's room.
Go ahead. Go over and see Buzz's studio.
There's plenty of room, that's for sure.
Yeah, we could have dances in here. This is a big newsroom.
Now, for Buzz, this is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Because now Buzz has a woman mm-hmm. coming into his studio.
And didn't the other guy say he works at, like, a local watering hole? So, I mean, it's all perfect. It's all coming together quite nicely. Welcome.
You're delicious.
Of course, I'm here. Hi. Hi.
Smells delicious.
How you doing?
Of course, I'm here.
Private file.
That's probably the scented candle, I think.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the newsroom.
That's true. Buzz does have scented candles in there.
Candles and
his incense.
Nice in
we're still getting... You know,
weed incense.
Curtains and maybe some beanbag chairs. But otherwise, we're moved in. So welcome.
So is Mike the only one that kicks back?
Yeah, this is the way I sit during the show.
Work ethic.
That's why I actually needed the platform yesterday. What's that? The porn?
The porn.
We haven't gotten the porn in here yet.
Most of it's bookmarked on this computer.
We're going to have the porn. The porn's going to be upstairs where our office is.
You know what you could do, Robbie? You could run them up to the office. Run them upstairs to the office and see what they think of the office. Can Rob hear me?
Rob,
run upstairs to the office so they can see.
Take the wireless microphone.
That's a no. He couldn't hear you.
All right, I'll give him mine. No problem.
Take the wireless upstairs, Rob.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. Was that fun out there?
Oh, I love that.
Works great.
I couldn't believe that.
Just wait until we figure out some stuff to do.
Right.
That's all we got to do now.
That's right.
Figure out stuff to do outside.
Outside stuff.
All right, Rob.
Be great. Rob is now taking our three listeners up to the office where they're going to check in. Rob, are you on the microphone? Oh, Rob?
Hello.
Hello, Rob. Did he take headphones with him?
No.
Oh, dear.
He's a bad ape. He's a bad monkey today. Hello, Rob.
Rob, do you have the...
Is the microphone on?
Hi, here you go, Joe.
Come with me.
There was Joe.
Come with me, please.
A nice group of folks you brought back with you.
Oh, and over here, and he's got the microphone in his hand.
Oh, and Buzz. Well, what a fabulous group of people outside.
Yeah.
All right, now, Rob is...
What's going on?
There you go.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now we're set. Okay. Hello, come in, monkey.
Hi, Rob.
Come in, Kong.
Rob?
Kong.
Control the Kong.
Come in, Kong.
Rob, are you there?
You know, Buzz, it seems to me we just broadcasted from across the street.
Successfully.
What we're trying to do right now is
broadcast from the hallway.
There we are.
There we go.
Hi there.
You can hear us now, Rob, in real time?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
A little chromium switch.
Wonderful.
You know, we just went across six lanes of highway in rush hour traffic. we come back and Rob can't get the goddamn thing to work to take the people upstairs.
Poor stupid Rob.
That was a handsome looking woman, wasn't it?
Indeed,
Rob?
Still is.
Mm-hmm. This is Don and Mike's office.
Cavernous, isn't it?
Be not alarmed by the size.
Talking about echo.
The ceilings are 14 to 18 feet and tiled and a lovely escrow from the loft.
He's being honest. He's being honest.
The floor is made from the oak.
He's scaring the listeners.
Thousand redwoods.
All right.
All right.
All right, show them your office.
This floor
And then bring them back down, and we'll get their final impressions on our new studios.
Yes.
And this is my desk and folding chair.
More of a box, really. Oh, that's great.
All right, come on back down. Come on back down, Kwong. Down.
That's a lot of stairs for Rob in a very short period of time. How's the heart rate, Rob?
I can't do that. I can't do the Tony. There you go. Hi, Robbie.
Well, there
Welcome
it is.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
It's all right. Did we lose the chick?
Where'd she go?
Yeah, she had to go somewhere.
Oh, that sucks.
She kept saying she was late.
Oh, she was late. Well, she came by to say hi. That's okay.
Well, dudes,
did you get her number, Buzz? Yes.
Thank you both for coming by.
Jamie. Jamie and Mark.
Yeah, very nice.
Jamie and Mark, thank you very much.
And Rob, I tell you what, instead of opening up the prize closet, why don't you take those guys back where we have all the spare equipment and really take home anything you like.
Oh.
I mean, there's old CD players back there. There's a reel-to-reel back there. There's old albums back there.
Nothing works, but it's quite a collectible.
We'll find you something.
Knock yourselves out.
Oh, take autographs?
Yes, of course,
yes. That's
you'll
what
get
I'm talking
a little autograph.
That's awesome. Thank you.
So, you guys, do you like these studios?
With a C or a K, Mark?
With a K.
All right.
Can you see why we're happy about this?
This is awesome.
Yeah,
this is very cool.
We got all your. Everything is right. You like doing that, didn't you?
John, can you sign that for Mark, please?
Sure.
Okay.
That's your pen or my pen? I don't know. Okay, very good.
Let me just write.
Is that good for a free beer at Clyde sometime?
Seriously?
All right.
Anytime you guys want to come down.
Very cool.
It's right down the street.
I drove by that place.
It's a very nice place.
This is huge.
That's nice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And
thank you all very much.
Thank you, Jackie Chan.
Thank you. Jamie and Mark, thank you, guys.
See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Installment of Meet Some of the Neighbors.
Wow, that was fun.
Not only meet neighbors, but meet other people.
I like it when you bring in strangers. How many guys were in that truck that I ran away from?
Eight.
Remember when I said, Mr. Geronimo, step away from the vehicle? Are there eight guys in there?
Eight.
Did you see that? You were sitting there looking at the guy who was smiling in the back. I was sitting there with the passenger side guy who was looking at me like he was going to kill me. And then the driver, who looks scared. That combination usually means something bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Mike, it was an Oscar Award winner.
Yes.
Don Cheadle,
mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Didn't crash.
And, of course, what's his name? Retard Matt Dillon. As the bad cop. Who learns the lesson in the end when he saves the black lady?
You know what that says? You have good days and bad days.
So that's it. That's the test of the wireless microphone.
I thought it worked out well, and it sounded fine back here. Perfect. Couldn't be better.
Very outstanding. Good. When we come back, we will find out about Buzz's deal at the TSA.
Yes.
And also Joe's wife, who almost electrocuted herself through the computer.
You only have one thing wrong about that.
What?
Almost. She did electrocute herself. She actually was electrocuted yesterday. She's in bed right now.
Nice.
That's all I know. He's got all the details.
Wow.
Yes, Joe's wife was electrocuted.
JC, where's my chicken?
Thank you, baby.
Jesus, just because you got a bolt of lightning through
and it was through the computer, right?
I think so.
Tracy, wow. You smelled right here.
Where's the chicken?
Wow.
Okay.
Godspeed, Tracy.
Stop that. We'll be right back. Everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Why, you?
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal. That's my fault. We've got 8,000 tapes in this one machine now. Give me a second. I'll give you a choice here, Mike.
Okay, please.
You can hear Dr. Smith say, take the boy, not me. Mm-hmm. Tony Perkins talking about us on Good Morning America. David Brinkley saying, God damn it.
Yeah. That's David Brinkley.
William Shatner farting. Fut you.
Oh, boy, fut you's good, too.
Yeah, 956.
Yeah, fut you.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, here we go.
What brings you here?
Yeah.
I heard about your trouble with Fatu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand. Thank you, my son.
He's Fatu. He's my own student. The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Fatu and his gang.
Where's Fatu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Fatu, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Lollapalooza, a wop bam boom.
Right.
I know what you do.
Here's the sun of your day. Good times, good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
With the Don and Mike Show.
Right, thank you.
Dude Walker, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Speak to us. I don't know what the problem is being in these studios. I suddenly have been taken over by a ghost or someone.
Okay, hold on a second. And the phones? Oh, I see. Had to reset the phones and reset Buzz.
Yes,
hi there.
Hi.
There is Buzz. Okay, well, as long as Buzz is there, where's Joe? Is Joe all the way in the very back room?
All the way behind us. Yeah, I want to hear about his wine.
Yeah. Let's bring Joe into the studio first.
Because Joe's got a little story to tell, and I don't think we want to do it on the intercom mic.
No.
Now, so let's get the world's oldest phone screener here. I'm going to make sure that the phones are up again. There we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yes, can I get the call letters for the Canadian station you got?
Hey, Joe, what are the call letters for the Canadian station we got?
C-T-A-U-K-B-C-H-U-M. Chum.
C-T-U-N.
What's your friend?
Is it AM or FM?
K-L-I-U-G-F-O.
610 AM.
Okay.
John Norman, do you have the call letters?
CTKB, he just told me. It's 610 AM, CTKB.
How did he tell you and he didn't tell us?
We have ways.
Again, Mike, it's that secret intercom thing.
driving us crazy. John just talked in my ear, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, radio show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'd like to hear Bill Shatner cut loose.
Did you clean your hands today?
Yeah. I saw you two brushed hands as you were both trying to push the same button.
I went to push a button, and Rob went to, of course, compulsively clean something up. And for a moment, it was like, I felt like...
You're blushing.
I felt like Fay Wray.
Yes. In the clutches of King Kong.
His giant monkey hand.
Jessica Lang. I felt like Jack Black. I'm using every goddamn King Kong reference now.
Who was the chick in the last one?
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, did you get the CD I sent you a couple weeks back?
Yes, thank you very much for sending it.
Great, thanks. Thank you.
It's great.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
We're trading in amongst each other.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
This is Josh, the Happy Mailman. How you doing?
As opposed to the Angry Mailman.
Oh, and you know what that is? That's a nickname. I'm terribly sorry. You've been disqualified.
Right. You're boring.
Bye-bye. Nope.
Bye!
Nope. Sorry.
Nope. Everybody's right.
Happy mailman.
Rules is rules.
Mailman.
Parts is parts. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's mine.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hello.
Buzz.
Hello.
Bob.
Hey, let's mention that this portion of our show on Westwood
One... Hey, let me ask you something.
Hold on just one second, friend.
Okay.
This portion of the show on Westwood One brought to you by Ford. Bold moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's up? Thank you.
Ford.
Thank you, guys.
Now it's all you, sir. Go ahead.
I think I sold a lot of cars there.
I think you did.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that was a pretty good segment. Wireless, traveling wireless. I was just wondering, are you going to name that segment, like, go out for a walk with Don and Mike or something?
That's catchy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call it what I used to call your mom, the receptacle.
Oh, come on, man. My mom lives in Forestville, not Rockville.
We're just having fun.
Yes,
that's exactly what we're going to call it. Let's go for a walk with Don and Mike.
Taking a walk with Don and Mike.
No, more words. He did it with more words.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Walkies with Don and Mike.
Let's talk to VI for a second.
Yeah.
Joe Ardinger, of course, world's oldest phone screener. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Now, it was late yesterday in the show that we had some killer thunderstorms move through the D.C. metro area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Joe got a call that at the time, now yesterday again, as I mentioned,
right,
with the mumps and everything, mm-hmm. I was just in such a crappy mood when Joe was telling me that his wife had called and said that she'd been hit by lightning or something.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said, oh, come on, that's like Mike's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Laura. Mm-hmm. Like, because every time there was bad weather, your ex-wife would say that...
She would call. Anytime there's a tornado.
That it would be right by your house.
It was right by the house.
Now, I bit my tongue. Mm-hmm. And goddamn if that doesn't hurt. Yeah. I didn't say a thing.
Is that why you were bleeding from the corner of your mouth?
And
I thought that was simply internal.
Joe said, hey, Don, Tracy baby got hit by lightning. And I said, you said you did Joe in 1969. Just bit my tongue.
And we all chalked it up to, you know, it was Joe being Joe, and we didn't think
Absolutely.
About it until he came in today, and apparently something
Joe.
Really did happen.
So what happened to your wife?
Well, like I said yesterday, there was a...
a lightning bolt in our alleyway. She said she heard a pop. The computer went out. Internet went out, and we lost the television set.
So you got almost a direct hit at your house.
Yeah. So, and she also said at the time, she said, I feel numb on my right side, and my jaw and my face are tingling and numb, which I thought was strange because the window to the alleyway is on the left side if you're sitting at our computer.
Do you think that's because of all the lights you have in your basement?
Lights? Yeah, the big halogen lights.
Oh, yeah.
All your growing lights.
Right. Did you say that she, what were her symptoms again?
Tingling sensation and numbness.
Okay.
Sounds like having sex with me.
And she felt some pain also?
Yeah, in her jaw.
That's nothing that Carrie Spiewak doesn't experience every day.
True enough, Mike. True enough.
There's so many ways you could go with that. You could go with that, or you could go with sex.
Right.
So I went home and checked everything out. Turned out our cable was still working. I hooked another television set in the upstairs. It worked.
Good.
The modem was getting a cable signal, but the computer was not getting on the internet.
La la, boring, not listening. Get to the part about your wife being hit by lightning.
Okay, so this morning, got a new modem, fixed everything. She sat down at the computer and realized that when the bolt hit, she was holding the mouse with the right hand.
So you think the lightning, actually, the electricity traveled from the mouse into her body?
It destroyed our modem. It destroyed the Ethernet wire going into the computer, so I had to wire it through the USB. I mean, all this stuff I learned this morning.
And is she still affected by this today?
Yeah, she's in bed today.
She's in bed today?
Yeah, because she was okay in the morning, but it came back. Now, we did all the research on this.
Does she smell like burned bacon?
No.
When she holds
the
light...
strength of 10 men?
When she holds a light bulb, does it light up?
No.
Fester. Can she read mine?
You know, I saw an ad today for a movie.
She would be a mastermind.
I don't know. I'd be a mastermind. Maybe with one of the Wilson movies, one of the Wilson brothers.
Luke Wilson?
Or Owen, or one of those guys that looks like it.
You and Dan Dupree?
Owen. No, not that one. It's one that's, but my ex-girlfriend is a superhero, and it was first time I'd seen the ad. Looked funny as hell to me because the guy breaks up with a chick who in real life is a superhero, has a dual identity.
And she like throws him against a wall and stuff. I forgot who the actress is that plays the role of the superhero, but I saw a trailer for that also.
She's good. She appears to be believable as a superhero.
It looked like it might be a funny movie.
Now, on the other hand, the one that you just mentioned, the one with Owen Wilson, to me looks about as dumb as and predictable as it can get. That he's the house guest that won't go away, right?
Why do you have a problem with that, huh?
I don't understand. You just you got to go with the flow.
It's just Owen Wilson. I carved it out of wood. You got a problem with that?
You know, Owen Wilson is just Bruce Dern reincarnated.
Okay, Buster Brown. How about I just fluck your eyeballs out right out of the sockets now? Can I do that for you?
You know that
not working, is it?
I don't hear that.
No, don't hear it. No, I don't. I don't look at the Owen Wilson movies.
You know the one that I was telling Rob that would be good for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, but Johnny Depp as he is in that Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
I'll try to study. I'll do an intense study right now.
Because I've not seen the movie, but I hear it's your Keith Richards impression. Done at a little faster speed.
That really is like that. So that about my comedian again, huh?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, well, I'll study and see what we can do.
Oh, okay, thank you, Rob.
Yo ho.
Oh, this is the pirate song from Disney. I love this.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Daddy, I don't want to wait in line anymore.
Study my Johnny Depp, because I can't do Owen Wilson. La, 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 la.
So, Joe, what?
He sounds like Jesse Jackson.
What's the story with your wife?
Well, she's at home resting, and we called a doctor. Doesn't seem. Thank you, Rob. There doesn't seem to be any need to go to the emergency room. These things just kind of wear off on their own.
Oh. All right, we'll get out of here. Thank you. We'll take some calls.
Love you, Tracy,
baby. I love it when Joe does Joe.
Yes.
No, it's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good story.
Hey. Like Don, now it's Uma Thurman in that movie.
Uma Thurman.
Close.
Uma
close.
Thurman.
We were both close. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
I'll tell you what movie she's a total piece of ass in. And it's an awful movie. The follow-up to... to get Shorty.
Be cool.
Be cool.
That movie is a suck fest.
John Travolta is like
the worst movie I've ever seen.
John Travolta is like a wax dummy in that movie.
Horrible movie.
Harvey Keitel is awful in that.
And then they try to make up for it, like when they roll the credits, by having everybody dance real crazy like. And you know a movie's a suck job when the director says at the end of the movie, hey, this movie really sucked, so as we're rolling the credits, we want you all to dance to a real catchy tune.
But Uma Thurman in that movie is a piece of ass.
I think she's great in everything. You know what I really thought that she was the ultimate piece of ass is that Batman movie she did, where she played Poison Ivy.
She's a good redhead.
Very much so.
And here's a guilty pleasure for me with that movie that we were just, the awful movie Be Cool.
Yes.
Vince Vaughn.
Who's also bad in it.
I am in love with it. Doing the white guy who speaks black and is like a pimp all the time. Like, what are you jonesing me for? And he wears
his burka,
fantastic pimp clothes. I mean, that's on the high def channel.
You know,
I see it more than I should, but I can't help but laugh at him.
And you're supposed to suspend disbelief when you're watching a movie like that, but like when they're all brandishing their guns on the set of the movie where they're filming like a rap video.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and Uma Thurman.
Make a little effort. That's all I ask.
Uma Thurman may be uber hottest in The Producers. If you ever saw the movie.
I never saw it.
Yes. Shots with the bustier.
Oh, my God. You know, like Pulp Fiction where they jam the syringe into her chest.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sexy.
Hello there.
Wait one second. I just wanted to say that Mike looks great on that DirecTV thing with Mini-Me. I gotta go.
Mike looks great on the DirecTV thing with Mini-Me. Don't know what's
going on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No idea.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. The movie's called My Super Ex-Girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
The one that you're talking about, yeah.
Looks funny, but then again, a lot of things look funny. Although, you know, there's something that holds up time after time. Is that goddamn 40-year-old virgin movie?
Yeah.
Now that it's on HBO, they go through a cycle on HBO and they get a movie, they run it so much that you hate it,
right.
And then it's like gone forever. And now it's the point of saturation where pretty much it's on every single day.
It's one like any really great comedy, you can watch it again and again and again. And I think that is a fantastic movie. It's fun.
The shark flying through the window at him, though, I think will be a classic part of the movie, though.
Be Cool, though. You watch Be Cool, don't you? Even though it sucks, you just can't take your eyes off.
Well, I'm a fan of Elmore Leonard, the guy who wrote the book.
Right.
And
isn't the book a hell of a lot better than the movie?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And he wrote, the thing is, he wrote the book as a follow-up with John Travolta in mind for the role of Chili Palmer.
If you want to enjoy that movie more, take a good, good look at John Travolta's hair in that movie. Because John Travolta's hair, I swear to God, it's starting to be paint your bald spot.
I told you, he's like a wax dummy.
And it's weird, because it's not even the plugs. It's just this straight line where his hair is, and then it looks like shoebox, you know, shoe leather. It's
and
amazing.
Then every once in a while, you see him, like, wearing his Kiwanis Airlines thing, because he's going to fly a real airplane with people on it, like, in Australia or something like that.
He has a house that's an airstrip.
His hair tends to look like a steak. Just
hello.
A steak laying on his
hello. Cut Don and Mike. Hello there.
Hi. Don and Mike.
Hi. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, my friend Joyce got electrocuted through the radio last week.
I hope
it wasn't our reverb, sir.
you say electrocuted. Do you mean she was killed, or is she okay?
No. She was hit by lightning, and it came through the radio that she was trying to turn off because there was a storm.
I tell you what, that's one hot station. That's a promo for Mega 98.6, the laser station.
I heard about a guy that...
Lightning round. Oh, there we go again. It's time for a
lightning round. I heard about a guy, I think it might have even been a cop, that actually got electrocuted through the radio. Where it can cut anywhere that there's a chance for receiving a signal, it can definitely come in and get you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Red Buttons. I'm calling from the crypt.
Red Buttons.
Oh, now listen.
There it is.
Got to say, it really was not airworthy today.
Yeah.
However, Rob was scooped by... Who scooped you on that?
John brought in the fact that it was Dead Button.
Yes.
Dead Button.
Regretfully, Red Buttons has left us.
And my autograph doubles in value.
Yeah, shut up,
we're
eBay.
Aware of that.
eBay monkey. eBay Kong. Climb with confidence.
Ape Bay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Twinkle, twinkle, baby. Twinkle, twinkle.
Right, okay, one more, and then I know. Oh, I know, we got the Larry thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm so in the mood for some Larry today.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, what's going on?
I want everybody, please don't think that I've forgotten about Buzz's story about his problems.
Airport nightmare.
Security.
Yes. I got a little insight on this. Buzz actually, got physical with a transportation security officer.
Really? I didn't think she'd mind.
Hello.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Stud.
Yeah, I've got a comment about Be Cool and Uma. It reminds me a lot of the Naked Gun series with Priscilla Presley. She carries it just because she's so hot.
Yeah, and God, you look at Priscilla Presley now.
What happened? I mean, is that the plastic surgery gone bad? Or
yeah.
Is it, she had, when I saw her, I forgot what show it was on. It might have been the American Idol thing where they showed her. Was she carrying around? She was either pregnant or she had some little basketball going on down there.
We discussed that, I think. We talked about the fact that she had like a little, like a kangaroo pouch.
And then from the neck up, it was monster. It was absolutely
terrifying.
New and
improved Joker products.
New and improved Joker product.
Mike, she doesn't have a paunch. That was a bulletproof vest.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, the word electrocuted means killed. You actually have to be killed in order to be electrocuted.
So. Yeah, I knew I was right when I corrected that guy. If you say electrocuted, that's what happens when they put you in the big house and put you in the chair. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah, if you haven't been killed, you're just shocked.
Shocked.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. So we're not electrocution jocks.
No, we are shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
That's right. If we were electrocution jocks, we'd be killing people with our comedy.
There'd be carnage.
we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You win! The Don and Mike Show.
I have absolutely no idea.
Why you played that sound effect? You win!
Wasn't exactly the right one. Well, I guess if you're in the car right now and you just turned the show on, congratulations.
Yeah, you're a winner. On average, 5 times a week, The Don and Mike Show.
We try. And again, if you're listening,
you win.
We are looking for entries for the show open. This is not to be confused with the ill-fated homemade jingle contest.
Right.
We need a new open for the show. I'd like to get them homemade by you guys. Anything that sets up the show.
Something flashy.
Clips, your own voice, an announcer's voice, whatever. MP3 us. Send us an MP3 with what you got. They can be up to 2 minutes long. We'll pick the best 10. We'll play one of them every day to begin the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give prizes to all of the people that actually make the cut.
Yeah, if you make the cut, then you do really win. You win.
Let's go back now to the phone screening room. Yanni?
Hello
there. Have we gotten any entries yet?
No, but I got a couple of inquiries.
Right. And we will have information on our website, right?
I'll get that up tomorrow.
I gotcha. And strictly for me and the Xbox nerd, what did I need to mention?
Yes. Please have the people send us their gamers tags and when they will be available. We will not be giving out Don's on the air.
That is a good thing.
Thank you.
John, you do that well. Yeah. You do that very well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Johnny. All right, that's Johnny who's back there in the other room.
Hello, gamers.
So, I'm going to be playing Torrey Holt on the 22nd.
Yeah, Torrey Holt, NFL football guy. Okay. Torrey Holt, superstar, all-star football player.
Big game Torrey Holt.
Mm-hmm. Torrey Holt, yeah, you're playing him.
Torrey Holt is going to kick my ass, so I need some practice, and we'll get it over the weekend. I know, before we try to give away some money here today, hold on a second, and there we go. I know what it's time for. Some lay.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Yeah.
And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
It's time for another Larry King interview. Now, welcome back. We're very excited about
it. Dial it up.
Uh-huh. Don't forget the Anderson Don and Mike contest is going.
Anderson Cooper tonight.
360.
Larry King Live.
360. It means you look around and everything. You get the whole thing, the whole ball of wax.
Now, here's what we're doing, brother.
Yeah, what's happening today, brother? What's the interview today?
I mean that literally because we are brothers.
Yeah, brother. Yes, Larry and Larry.
Brothers. Band of brothers.
The Tiger Boys.
Brothers.
You know, I think I'm changing it up. I'm going to shake it up. We are brothers.
You're on the air.
You're going to be Larry. I'm going to be Marty.
Hello, is this Peter?
You're on the air.
Hello, Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter, hi.
Welcome to the Larry and Marty Show.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Marty.
It's not Bob and Tom.
It's not Bob and Tom.
No, it's not. We want to talk to you about the carnival games.
Now, listen, here's the topic.
Listen up, everyone. My brother Larry is going to announce the topic.
How carnival games are fixed. We're talking to a guy named Peter from Eugene, Oregon. You know what I always like about going to a carnival?
What's the best part of a carnival? I like the food.
I like the bathrooms.
You like the bathrooms? Aren't they porta potties?
I like it. No,
they're just plastic.
And a nice carnival. And a really nice carnival.
Nice carnival.
Nugget. And a first rate carnival.
It's an oxymoron.
You've never been to a nice carnival?
Nice carnival.
Don't you remember when Pops would take us to Coney Island?
Oh, the Coney Island. But that wasn't a carnival. That was a regular attraction.
Do you remember the smell?
That was an amusement park.
Smell. The smell of a brand new, never used urinal cake.
Oh.
I mean to tell you, it brings tears to my eyes. I think of egg creams in Brooklyn.
Coney Island had the best cotton candy.
Why are we not going after Kim Jong-il? That is the question.
Mm. He's certainly done things to provoke, don't you think?
I understand he's very good at knocking down the milk bottles with the softball.
We're going to be talking with Peter Fenton. Peter says that all the things that you play at a carnival are fixed.
I saw Kim Jong-il on TV.
He's short.
He's a tiny man.
Wears lifts.
Chinaman. And he's at the thing, and he's got the old time, like when we were boys, milk bottles that the milkman would bring.
Right. Yeah, they'd actually deliver the milk to our house in a silver box.
And he's got a softball.
Sure.
And for some reason, every time he throws it, he knocks down all of the bottles.
Yeah.
And he wins the prize. So I stand up behind him. This is when I'm over there in his country. And I said, hey, let me give that a try. And as it turns out, I throw the ball, and it goes like super sideways left and right.
Larry.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about how carnival games affect.
Carnival games. Oh. That's right. Carnival games.
When I was playing carnival games with Kim Jong-il.
Oh, sure.
And he always won, and I always lost.
Mm-hmm.
What? Peter, are you there? Peter. Hey, Peter.
I guess we've lost our guest. We were going to talk with Peter Fenton. He seems to have hung up the phone. We were going to ask him why he thinks all carnival games are fixed.
Yeah.
We'd certainly like to try to get him back on the line.
Call him back.
This could be a first for... Maybe it's because I used the word Marty. I'm not sure, but you're listening to King to King.
Perhaps it was my
changing
long...
Changing it as I go.
My long rambling tribute to Kim Jong-il.
I don't know, but it seems that Mr. Fenton has gone elsewhere. I'm not quite sure. Remember those days at Coney Island? Remember the hot dogs?
Because I'll tell you where I was going with that, brother, really.
Couldn't beat those. Where are we going, brother?
Actually, intellectual somewhere.
Yeah.
Because what I heard was that Kim Jong-il, when he goes out and plays golf,
it's
like he tells everybody he's a hole-in-one the first time he plays golf.
Yeah, like he plays 18 holes, he gets 18.
You have reached 5-4.
Well, don't give the name out, for God's sake.
What are you doing there?
The number.
Zero. At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Oh, for the love of God.
On the phone. Get the guy back on the phone.
He seemed like a smart guy. He seemed like a smart ass. That's what he seemed like.
Yes, he did. Let's see. Virginia. Hello, Virginia. You're on the air with Larry and Larry.
Larry and Marty.
Virginia. Hello.
Ziga to Ziga.
Where'd the big monkey go?
Hello, Virginia.
The big monkey was supposed to be calling back the guy, and the big monkey just left the room.
Something the state of Virginia.
Hello.
Go.
Hello, Virginia.
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Anderson Cooper, 360 tonight. Angelina Jolie, breastfeeding, good idea or not?
We'll have all the details and, of course, talk with Angelina and perhaps get a demonstration. What can we do for you, ma'am?
I processed a reversal on a direct deposit for John Travolta about 2 years ago for $300,000.
John Travolta's a good guy. He's a good guy.
I'm sorry?
A good guy, John Travolta. Made of wax.
Yeah.
Scientology.
Yes, he is.
Scientology. You know what that means? When you
don't get many wax dummies flying airplanes.
That means you drink goat's blood. You drink goat's blood.
Sure. You're a banker? You in banking?
I work for a payroll company.
Is it tough? Is it tough with the numbers? You got to be good with the numbers to do banking, huh? To do payroll and banking. Payroll is where you pay people, calculator. Right?
I like piggy banks. I had the piggy bank. Why? You know what else I like? Carl Banks.
Carl Banks?
And Ernie Banks. Famous athletes. I still like Bank of America.
One time I went to the Outer Banks on vacation. I like Tyra Banks.
I keep my money in my mattress.
Under the mattress?
In my mattress.
So do you have to get a knife to slice it open?
I unzip the mattress, and I put the money inside. Hey, you, King Kong.
Yes.
Where's the guy talking about carnival games?
Peter Fenton says carnival games are fixed.
After he hung up, he put his phone off, and it's going straight to voicemail now.
I don't like that attitude. That's a bad attitude. So we're talking with...
Very bad attitude to have.
What's your first name?
Danielle.
We're talking with Danielle. She's a payroll expert talking about payroll in America. You like paying people? Is it satisfying work?
I love paying people.
Danielle.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Danielle, how long ago did the breast implant explode? I hear that that's a tough situation. A lot of times you get a saline, a bag of the saline.
Sure, and it just goes poof.
It goes poof. It happened to Sean a couple of times. We've had them replaced.
Danielle, did it get into the bloodstream?
You feeling all right now, though?
Did they have to put you on antibiotics?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what's good.
Danielle is our guest. She's talking about payroll workers of the female persuasion and their breast implants.
And if you get a chance, if your breast implant happens to be spring leak, do yourself a favor and watch America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Now, that's a show. I want to say, I endorse that show. It's a good, good show. Jugglers, singers, dancers.
And most importantly, Regis. If Regis is on TV,
I'm watching.
Danielle, could you taste the saline when it exploded in your chest?
Yes, of course I knew it. It took over my bloodstream.
Did it affect your payroll and your paying people?
It did. It did. A lot. Drastically, actually. Mm-hmm.
What do you eat when you get a breast implant? Do you eat differently? Do you eat
I had a funnel cake once with Kim Jong-il.
You'd be surprised how tasty hot dogs are.
Do payroll employees enjoy funnel cakes, Danielle?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. If that's all I could eat, then that would be all I could eat.
Wow. You know, I was with many world leaders. I was with Putin Poot from Russia.
Putin.
And
Rootin' tootin' Putin.
We're playing a game here. You shoot the gun that's got the water in a clown's mouth. Now, brother, explain to me how this works.
It's great. What you do?
You shoot into the clown's mouth.
I'll tell you what you do. You take the water. You shoot in the clown's mouth. The water causes the balloon to blow up because it's got some sort of secret generator powered by something I don't even know. As soon as the balloon pops, you're the winner. We're talking with Danielle, who's an expert on breast implants and payroll systems and the North Korean crisis.
Danielle is a very provocative name.
Yes. Are you provocative?
Sure. You know, I can be provocative.
Larry and Marty, we make a lot of money.
We've been with Danielle Steele.
And we're curious. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
She's don't naked. Lie.
She's naked doing payroll.
Would you consider changing the diaper of a famed CNN anchor?
Oh, my God. Who?
I'm not telling. Would you change the adult diaper?
Depends on how much I got paid for it.
It depends.
It depends.
Hey. Oh, wonderful. You're a very talented lady. We're talking with Danielle. She likes payroll and breasts.
Hi, folks. It's Liking.
And I'm Marty Zeiger.
We're talking today with Danielle. The question is, a problem employee... we've got one here at work. We refer to him as Kong. He's kind of a monkey. Now, what do you do when you got a producer who can't get a guest for the show to save his life, and he gets one for a fake bit?
And he hangs up.
And after 2 minutes, the guy hangs up. What do you say? Danielle, give us some advice.
I suggest that you take him outside.
Take him outside.
Whoa.
Of rock.
Outside is... It's hot, right? Outside's hot. Inside's cold.
Hot and sticky.
Why is it hot outside, cold inside?
These are the questions we're going to talk. We're talking with Danielle. Danielle, do you like breakfast?
I love breakfast.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, those rancheros.
What, brother?
You heard me. You heard me fine, brother.
Huevos Rancheros. Do you like a good plate of Huevos Rancheros?
Like a burrito.
Do you like that?
You like a beef and bean burrito.
We're talking with Danielle and the payroll systems that involve Mexican breakfast. Huevos, red toros.
Understand you at Taco Bell when your breast, when the saline exploded. Wow.
Did the employees help you?
Oh, yes. The nacho cheese is very good at counteracting the saline in the system.
How'd they get that?
Very good.
How'd they get that little dog to talk?
It's amazing.
Remember that little dog? The little dog would sit up and would say, he would say, hey, everybody, it's me, the dog. Go to Taco Bell and buy their food. And he's not like the dog on Conan O'Brien.
No, it's actually a special
some sort of sophisticated puppet.
It's a special dog. It's a Jewish dog. It's a Chihuahua. Chihuahua was the name of the dog. I saw it. So this role was played by a Chihuahua. Speaking with Danielle, talking about dogs and breasts.
My two favorite topics.
Tell me something. Tell me something. Would you ever consider yourself, Danielle, are you ashamed of the fact, speaking of dogs, that you were you read those movies when you were a younger girl, when you were out in Los Angeles, and they said, sure, all you got to do is get in bed with this German Shepherd. One thing led to another. Are you ashamed of that tape? Are you proud of that tape? I know I've seen it. I liked the tape.
I liked it, too. I thought she was very, very pert. Were you pert?
Oh, yes. Very.
Sure. Making the beast with two backs. And a plate of...
Bestiality.
We're speaking with Danielle. Danielle's an expert on carnival games and how they're fixed.
Danielle, the question I would have for you, and I speak for my brother as well.
Hi.
Is the rim.
Hey.
The rim?
The rim on the basketball.
Whoa.
The rim on the basketball.
You scared me, brother.
Is it smaller than the ball? And is that why it's so hard to make it at the boardwalk when you're playing these carnival games?
Yes.
And you know, they're the carnival workers that have to clean those things all the time.
It's
careful.
Nasty job.
Warning.
You ever get
That's
an itch?
A tough job.
You ever get an itch in a demilitarized zone? I got one right now.
Oh, yeah. You got the itch in the demilitarized zone. That's code. My brother Larry, when he says that, it means he's in a lot of agony.
I'm going to call my friend Kim Jong-il.
Get some lanacane.
He's got a good scratching stick.
Lanacane.
Misunderstood. Very funny, though, the guy that does him on Mad TV. Funny man. I saw him in the movie Sideways as well. He's funny. His name is Bobby Lee. He's funny. He's good.
We're talking with Danielle. Money for sex is the subject, and also Taco Bell. Is it good food to eat for breakfast? How are you, Danielle?
I was on Jaws.
This is Larry and Larry's brother, Marty.
Oh, God.
If you guys are brothers, how come you have different last names?
Well, he changed his to King. I kept my original name, Zyga.
I got an itch in my ditch.
Ditch itches.
I want to tell you something. There'd be a ditch witch out there that could scratch this itch.
My brother Larry King has an itch in his ditch.
My fingernails grow.
Whoa.
All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Do you think it's appropriate, Danielle, to have men with very long fingernails?
Sure.
Atta girl. We both do. Ours are both very long. Good for scratching.
We've been talking with Danielle, who's been running a Ferris wheel for 47 years.
Wow. Danielle's the brother of Peter Fenton, who hangs up when we talk to him in the Larry voice.
It's been nice having you on the show. And
thank you, Danielle.
You're just some random lady that called the show, right?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for helping us.
We appreciate it. And bon appetit.
How would you like to be our next producer?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait for your Martha Stewart panties coming in the mail to you soon. Jesus.
So what happened to the guy?
I don't know. He hung up, and now when it calls, it goes right to voicemail.
Do you think he was angry? Do you think, it's been my experience, and since we've been doing this Larry thing, that we have such great joy when we do it. But it seems to me there are a number of prospective interviewees that get a little angry at it.
But not normally that fast.
I'm fond of the people that don't get it.
That's what I like.
That's what I enjoy.
And that's what I was hoping for here. That's the sort of the impression he gave
he
in the pre-interview.
He didn't want to play. Oh,
everybody loves
on you. I spit on you, Pete Fenton.
Like, everybody loves to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody more than you and I.
Right.
I know that we were laughing during that. Robbie, let's put 10 minutes on the big bad clock.
All righty.
And that's right. $250 American. Real simple. It's the original. Still the best, the original. Make us laugh.
Yeah.
In our brand new studios.
Him and me.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mike and me.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
10 minutes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. We will take unscreen calls for 10 minutes or until we get a winner. If you make us laugh, you win $250 American.
Good luck, badasses.
Call now.
Another go round.
Call now.
Call now, phone jeopardy.
What do you mean not another go round?
Not another go round.
What? You mean you're sick of this?
No! Not me!
You're sick of this?
Not a chance, brother!
All right, make us laugh, please. Because God knows, Abe Boy didn't help us out during that day.
No.
You know. And listen, and really wonderful, while Mike and I are just sitting here like we've just been thrown off the Titanic, and Leonardo DiCaprio is up there going, I'll love you forever! Nice to see you just sitting there, sitting on your big ham hands.
Well, how many messages can I leave him when his phone goes right to voicemail?
Damn you, Peter Fenton!
I know, Peter Fenton. You know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
He was a carny and he tricked him.
That's right.
It was fixed.
Call right now. Omega's laugh will be back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
There's a highlight from last night's America's Got Talent.
Really? I didn't watch it.
Me either, Mike, but what can I say? Number one goddamn show in America.
Now, if they're putting yodeling on, I can't really fault them for that.
Now, did the British guy like this? Did Brandy like this?
Who knows? There is a follow-up tape with Reed.
Okay. I bet he loved it. No, he didn't. That's yodeling.
That is definitely yodeling.
Yeah. You gotta do something, do it right.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Right one. There
big
you go.
Finish. I like that.
All right, and then here is Regis.
You know, I used to hit that note, that big, strong last note.
Ass.
Listen to this, kid.
Did he really do
Not
that?
Not bad, huh? Not bad. Congratulations, Taylor.
Taylor?
Who knew? God. And well, he's out there in Hollywood doing this show, so I gotta watch, Kelly and that tarred husband of hers, the pretty boy.
Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
God,
you know, I used to hit
horrible.
That note, that big, strong last note. Listen to this, kid.
Kid.
Not bad, huh?
Massive. Talk about an itch in the ditch.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, kid, let's get right to this. Let's put 10 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. You got an audience of two today.
And that we both have to think it's funny. We both have to really laugh.
Me and Mike.
Right.
We're in good moods today.
We are.
I was not the last two.
We have to, we both have to laugh to make it official.
Yep. And no fair being influenced. Well, what am I saying? No fair being influenced.
We actually have to be our own men here. We really can't let anybody else's guffawing.
But right. I say yes. But most importantly, you and I must maintain. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to keep make sure that King Kong over there.
Right.
I don't feel like a punching bag.
Yeah, you are. Yes.
Jesus. Don't laugh.
You got bruises?
A little bit.
You know.
I'm having memories now of you when you used to dress up in the outfits.
These are great memories.
Oh boy, am I thinking about dressing you up in a monkey suit and sending you out on Rockville Pike.
Think about it all you want.
Monkey suit without the head, right?
Yeah.
Just Rob.
Good weather for that.
Yeah, real nice.
Nice and cool.
Just Rob.
One of you's going to have to dress up as a paramedic.
All right, let me see. Instant replay number two. There we go. All right, 10 minutes on the clock.
Good luck, fam.
877-365-3636. We are playing for $250. And this is maybe the easiest game that me and Mike have for you cats. Now let's...
Remember what your old pal Bozo always says.
Please laugh.
Keep laughing.
Couldn't be more simple. We take unscreened calls, make us laugh, win 250 bones.
Right.
And are we ready?
Ready.
All right. Thank you, Double K. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I'm going to play two parts, father and son.
Okay.
First, here's the father. Mike Source, I need my Cadillac, please. Mike O'Meara, hey, it's Sinbad. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, you are weak.
I am not weak. I was smiling at how bad it was.
Hello.
I had no intention of laughing. And under normal circumstances, we would have laughed at how stupid that was.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys. Greg Gillespie. You guys still looking for that receptionist in your front lobby? Maybe a busboy at Hank's 2?
I have to point out we both had to stifle that because that was...
Not fair.
That was pretty good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was wondering if I could make Don and Mike laugh.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. The last guy did, but we'd get in trouble if we gave him the prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. This is Ken Lay. It's hot down here. Help me. Send water.
Oh, I got you.
You see, Ken Lay, bad guy, yeah. Going to hell.
Oh. Don and Mike show. Hello. Make us laugh.
So, a black guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder, and the bartender says, hey, that's pretty cool. Where'd you get him? And the parrot says, Africa. They're all over the place.
Oh. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh. Go ahead.
How are you? How are you anyway?
Hi there.
Well, I'm all right. How you doing? What is Michael...
Wait,
you guys ready?
Yeah, it's a Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson
joke. This is going to be a winner for sure.
But only if what does Michael Jackson and caviar have in common?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh boy, make us laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That officially was the moment where we started to get from
one of our
signature bits. We were kind of in good moods, and now we just got a little testy with that.
Oh, no, I'm in a great mood. This to me is where this bit always starts to grow hair.
Could go either way.
It's like starts to be a chia pet.
Go on, make us laugh, fat ass.
Hello.
So, remember when you guys had Buzz get drunk on the air?
Yes.
How about you do a show where you have him drop acid?
All right, again, I guess someone who mistook Make Us Laugh for a suggestion box.
Really, and I mean, you know, that's not funny. That's just a very good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
But it's been done.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Make Us Laugh.
Lawyer goes to prison, and he's sitting in his prison cell, and there's...
Only that could air.
If that one could have aired...
Yeah, they have to air. That's another little rule, unfortunately.
That would have been a winner. If he would have just used an initial, if he would have just said S-A-D...
That wouldn't have been as funny.
It really wouldn't have been as funny if he used the initial.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there. Make us laugh.
And what do you call a prostitute who plays with herself?
What?
Self-employed.
What do you call a prostitute? A prostitute that jumps from bed to bed.
What?
A prostitute. A Don and Mike show.
Have you gotten the new Helen Keller doll this year? Wind her up and she walks in the walls.
If you're gonna really use the great string of Helen Keller jokes, they have to be. And we had a winner one time. We had the Wawa. Right.
Classic Helen Keller.
Wonderful joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, how do you? Crabs get out of the hospital.
On crotches.
Oh. Good one, Don.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's going in the wrong direction.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Megan's laugh.
Seriously, guys. We didn't know you guys even existed. I'll have the roast duck with the mango salsa.
Don't.
I don't get it.
He's no. Yeah, you do. That's why you smile a little bit. He's doing the caveman commercial.
Oh.
I got you.
Oh,
no.
No.
It's too slow.
I got you.
No.
Too slow.
You tell me I can see you.
You're laughing?
I smile, though, like an idiot. Like, hello.
Complete
idiot. How many times, seriously, has that commercial been on
here? I only smiled because you smiled. I didn't even realize it was the Geico commercial.
I don't smile. I laugh at that commercial every time.
Hello.
I still do.
Make us laugh. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Next time, try a little harder.
Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Where do you send a Jewish kid with ADD?
What?
Concentration camp.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Nothing funny about that.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What is brown and sounds like a bell?
What?
Dung.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make
us
laugh.
Yeah, I knew you'd laugh at that.
I knew Bubba would laugh at that joke.
That is definitely your family playing Parcheesi joke right
like
there.
He didn't laugh at concentration camp, too.
5 minutes!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, aren't there any Disneylands in China?
Why?
Because nobody be tall enough to ride any of the good rides.
I didn't hear it. I didn't get it. What did he say?
Doesn't matter.
I missed that.
Nobody's tall enough to ride the good ride.
Oh,
in China. Disneyland in China. Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Guys.
Hi there, make us laugh.
All right, picture Larry with his pants down to his...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was good on the finger there.
Thank you.
Good trigger.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, am I?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Make us laugh, please. True. Come on,
right,
make us laugh.
Little Rochester song. Ruth and Chun, Ray and Chang, Ruth and Chun.
What?
Was that like Rochester, New York song?
I have no idea. Hello.
What a shame, we'll never understand.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's it mean when the flag at the post office is flying at half-mast?
What?
They're hiring.
That's a million years
so old. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
Here's the funny guy with the radio turned up.
Here we go. Here's the winner, Mike.
I got a joke for you.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld Jr. Lay it on us.
All right, I'm an Indian, so I asked my grandfather, I said, how did we get our names? And he said, well, whenever you were born, your father looked out the teepee.
Oh, no. Old. A million years
gotta
old.
Gotta stop it here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, make us laugh.
What do you call a gay dinosaur?
What?
A megasaurus.
Oh, Mike laughed. I did not.
Right.
Because I've heard a variation of that before. What's the variation?
Like a lot of us.
That's it. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make
hey,
it
fellas.
Hi.
That wasn't
there are
funny.
Two buddies are hunting, and one of them collapses unconscious.
Did you say hunting or humping?
Hunting. Two guys are hunting.
7 minutes.
One guy keels over unconscious, and his friend calls 911, and the operator says, he says, what do I do? I think my friend is dead. And the operator says, okay, sir, first I need you to make sure that he's dead. And the operator hears a gunshot, and the guy says, okay, now what?
You're a bad man, Mike. You almost laughed at that.
I know I did. What's wrong with me?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hi, a young boy with purple, green, and red hair sits down on a bench next to an old man. The old man is looking at him kind of funny, and the young boy turns and looks at the old man and says, what's the matter, old man? Ain't you ever done anything wild? The old man says, yeah, banged a parrot once, and was trying to figure out if you were my kid.
Great delivery.
Good luck, darling. Hello.
Well, I mean, really, an average joke that wouldn't have gotten a laugh anyway, but it was totally destroyed.
Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, I was hoping you could make me laugh. I'm kind of bummed out. The doctor said I had hey, look, a chicken.
And I love that when the cell phone destroys a joke. Also.
The doctor said he had something. Look
ADD.
At you. Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, come on now.
Don laughed. Mike didn't.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Come on, Shelley.
The first to come in, number two. Hello, make us laugh.
Hey, guys. What do you call two gay guys named Bob?
What?
Oral Roberts.
Oh, so old. Should have been on top of that. Still rolling on the floor, that other one, though.
Yep.
Hello. R-O-F-L.
Yeah.
L-O-L. Don Mike show.
You're not forward. You remain a toy factory.
No, we just did like 40 minutes of Larry, and you're going to do that.
Hello, Don Mike show.
I don't like curly fries. I don't eat curly fries. I'm told they're very good. They treat me with the dignity and respect.
Where are we on time, Rob?
I'll tell you in 3 seconds.
What?
I'll tell you in 3 seconds.
Three, two...
9 minutes!
minute.
Oh, so we got 1 minute left.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Two buddies of mine were humping. Hi, Mike. How's your car?
That's silly. Not funny, that's just silliness.
Get out of here. Hello, Don silly, and Mike silly. Show. Hello.
Hi, a couple of them off in the woods,
yep.
And they decide to shoot off a couple shots every 15 minutes, try to get to them. As it's getting dark, the guy says, well, this better be the last couple shots before it gets dark. And the guy says, I can't. We're in it now. We're out of arrows.
30 seconds.
I didn't even understand that one.
I didn't either.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God. Can I make them laugh?
Yes, go make us laugh. Go ahead, honey. Please.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
Heroin, stupid.
What? Start again.
Don and Mike. That was stupid.
Still don't know.
What did she say?
I don't know. I just liked having her do it. I think it's there with stupid.
Rob, did we hit the...
10 minutes.
That's... We're done.
Time.
Hello.
Nothing deserving.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. Last shot. Go ahead.
What do you get when you cross a Mexican with an octopus?
What?
I don't know, but you should see it pick lettuce.
All right, well, I've heard that one before, unfortunately.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you play. Make us laugh. Now,
sometimes we get winners, sometimes we don't.
On another day, we would roll this over to the next segment.
Right.
We want to get to Buzz's news and comments. So, I make you this threat/promise.
Okay.
We'll continue this in a future episode.
Very good. Very good. And, I think maybe next time people will bring the A game. I think we had one joke in there that made you laugh. That was the number two one. And one that made me joke, which was the Megasaurus.
Buzz, what's on your news show tonight?
Well, with the same theme.
Yes. Tonight, the FCC goes after sports. Attention, Walmart shoplifters. And where's your American Idol now?
See?
Now.
And I always like taking just one extra one.
Yeah. Okay, this is always a very advantageous spot. Happened before. Let's see what happens.
Hello, Don and Mike show. America's Got
Don
Talent.
And Mike.
Make us laugh. You are on after the cutoff.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Howdy. Cowboy from Brokeback Mountain, Wyoming, goes into the doctor, has some tests run. Doctor comes and says, you've got AIDS. Cowboy shrugs his shoulders and says, what do I do? Says, I want you to go home. I want you to eat 5 pounds of spicy sausage, 10 jalapeno peppers drenched in hot sauce, 20 unpeeled carrots. And then cowboy says, okay, doc, if I do that, will it cure me? Doctor says, no, but it'll give you a better understanding of what your ass is for.
That's a joke.
Jesus.
A joke to make you think.
Oh, man.
Was that a joke or a parable?
I don't know.
Oh.
But he told it so with such enthusiasm.
My sides have split.
I understand.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
Goddamn right. I love this studio. I love the fact that this stuff works.
Space Age.
I love it.
Very.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for this. Beautiful. It's wonderful. It's better than nut cancer.
Sure.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, let me see. Oh, tomorrow we'll talk about your meltdown at the airport.
I really don't, there are a lot of things that can describe you. Swinger. A homegrown man, but,
right.
Just being, that angry at somebody, like, with a uniform on, I don't picture that.
No, it doesn't normally happen. I normally respect authority.
That tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow, we will set up the details of Robert the Mailman,
mm-hmm.
about putting him in the dunk tank in front of the building,
right.
Pay off the bet for the Miami Heat winning the NBA championship.
We're going to have to figure out the logistics as far as where exactly that dunk tank's going to go.
Yeah. And tomorrow, because we know from testing today
that everything works.
Yeah. Wireless microphones work.
Beautiful. And, really, my hat is off to Jeff Lockridge and everybody here on the engineering staff that has made this happen, because we were told after the fact that the signal was incredible, getting back here with our wireless technology.
It
was.
So tomorrow it's a dream come true. Now, admittedly, we're stealing this from Letterman.
This is a complete steal
from
Letterman.
It's a good steal. We're going to send Joe across the street to the shopping center to interview people from CBS Radio.
Has to get their permission, and then when he gets their permission, he'll be listening to us.
Yes, we're going to have someone with him who's going to get people who want to be interviewed on the radio.
Exactly.
Joe will hear us in the headphones, and Joe has to say exactly what we tell him to. And Mike and I can sit on the front porch outside and watch him interact with people across the highway.
A dream come true. Something we've always wanted to do.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
It'll be great.
And now here's a little blue shirt. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. The little blue shirt that could.
That's right. What started as a terrorist kidnapping of a couple of Israeli grunts has turned into the biggest military clash in the Middle East since before The Simpsons had been on.
You said grunts?
This long. Yes. Yeah, they were low-ranking soldiers.
They weren't
high-ranking soldiers. They weren't
term they use for low-ranking military officials. Grunts.
We were playing a rhyming game.
What game were you playing?
These were guys.
A rhyming game.
Little rhyming game?
These weren't women. These
grunts
were guys.
And, what do they call the female officers in the... going there. I'm sorry.
The fiercest fighting in 10 years has led world leaders to call for restraint now that Israel's bombed the airport in Beirut. Just when Beirut was starting to look nice again. The U.S. says Israel's just defending itself. France and Russia say Israel's overreacting. What this means to you is even higher gas prices. Oil prices hit a new high at $76 a barrel after the Israeli air raid. Gasoline up 2 cents a gallon. Heating oil up 3 cents a gallon.
Sure is a good thing that you brought that hybrid Porsche, Mike.
27 miles per gallon highway.
Very impressive. Does that
surprise you?
Yes, it does, frankly. Yes, yes, it does.
Yes, we're all surprised.
Yes, it does.
Golden boy.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Oh, that's for the Israel. Israel. For the
Thank
for the
you,
war
Rob.
Israel.
Right. Well, the economy can apparently handle the higher gas prices if Walmart can decide to loosen its shoplifting policy. Right. Until now, Walmart has prosecuted every single shoplifter because a perp is a perp no matter how small.
Damn right, Buzz.
A guy...
Tell me, man. I can't tell you how many times I say, look, I've got the money in my pocket. I was just bringing this stuff out to the car.
It doesn't matter. You're a pipe. A guy lifting a pair of socks, same treatment as a guy stealing a TV. This kept police departments very busy, and in smaller towns, the police were complaining. And Walmart managers said they just don't have the time to deal with each and every case. Zero tolerance was founder Sam Walton's idea. He gave employees bonuses for capturing shoplifters.
Hey, here's a question, seriously.
Yes?
How the frig do you steal from Walmart? Because it's been my experience, even though that they're old,
right. There
are people everywhere. You cannot... I mean, I know we talk about the blue store and the red store, the electronic stores, how they check your receipts when you leave. Walmart.
Don, I don't want to explain to our listening audience how to commit a crime. That'd be the last thing I'd want to do.
Wrong.
But you did ask a question.
Yes.
You know, how do you steal from Walmart?
Yes, how do
and
you?
And I think what you do is you go out through the little greenhouse area. That's really the unguarded area of your Walmarts.
Wow.
I'm writing that down.
You know, really, if you're going to go out through the main place where they've got all the cashiers and then they got the soda on the wall
Hold on, hold on. Could you do that at Home Depot, too?
Yes. Yeah, you probably could. Probably a little easier at Home Depot, actually.
Really?
What, Robbie?
In his entire life, Mike has never paid for a geranium.
Do you know at Home Depot and I think it's kind of the choice gig is to be back in that area where they sell plants.
Right.
That's kind of the choice place that people want to be back there.
Yeah.
And it's quite often untended. I've never paid for mulch.
Buzz sells plants.
Yes, he does, yeah. But he sells them out of his house.
That's weird.
The new policy draws a line at $25. Stealing Basic Instinct 2 from Walmart will only get you a warning. The fifth season of ER, however, you're going to jail, pal.
See, I'm surprised they're selling Basic Instinct 2 there. Because aren't they against Poontang at Walmart?
Yes.
Does she do the same thing she did in Basic Instinct 1?
I believe, briefly, yes.
It's like opening Davy Jones' locker.
That's
like what Johnny Depp finds at the end of that movie.
Look at that thing.
There will be more than one Enron funeral this week. In England, an FBI witness in the case has been murdered. The body of this former employee of...
Well, you said that happily.
Yeah.
Has been murdered.
Murdered.
Almost, you know, Buzz, your inflection was almost like, that little snuffy head
puppy.
You know, yeah. I was reading about Ken Lay's funeral and right. Everybody that showed up, including the George Bush Sr., right, you know, right. W's father was right. there, and all the wonderful things that they were saying about him. It just goes to prove that you can be a crook in America, but if you're a rich enough crook, you still can get a great send-off.
Absolutely.
I think that's
Come on
fantastic.
Now, listen. I know that their names were very similar,
mm-hmm.
So let's just give it up for the widow. Frida.
Frito-Lay.
Yes.
Bada-bing.
Frito-Lay.
There'll be no...
Good one.
Probably no...
What? She was a good one.
A good lay?
Yeah.
One of the best, I hear.
He was a good...
There will be...
Didn't we do this yesterday?
Yeah, but we didn't do it that well.
Good for us.
I disagree. This body of this former employee of the Royal Bank of Scotland was found in a park in northeast London. There will be no dignitaries at his funeral. Three of his fellow employees are being returned to the U.S. to face fraud charges. Isn't that something? How about that?
I'll be goddamn.
Say goodbye.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. Hey, we got to use that one the next time we do that stupid game.
Yes. We'll do one next week.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Thank you. Say goodbye to live sports as the FCC witch hunt continues. And this time they're going after your sports broadcasts. They're also going after newscasts, but I thought sports would better get your attention. The FCC has now asked broadcasters to turn over tapes of live football games and NASCAR races.
Right, and they're going to turn those over the tapes the same way that CBS always turns over tapes. You know what? They're going to have the same policy that CBS does.
We lost them.
We don't really know where the tape of that game is.
Is this something where they're concerned about, like, sideline people yelling at players when they use
fans.
The F word or something?
Fans
like?
As well.
Shockingly, yes. Jeez. They say they're looking for not only utterances from players and coaches, but also spectators. According to one of the many broadcast executives now cowering in fear, it looks like they want to end live TV. We already know they aren't afraid to go after the news.
I don't know what it was. I know the NASCAR race last week was in Chicago.
Right.
And I think Jeff Gordon won. Pointless. Who won? But my point is, at one point, they were in the pits, and they had the guy from whatever TNT standing there, and he was saying, "Boy, it was a great run for Matt Kenseth or whoever who made it out." Mm-hmm. And you hear some guy on the crew as they're high five and saying, "God damn, good job, son of a bitch!" And here's how it sounded on the air.
Yeah.
So the guy says, "I'm down here in the pits," and he goes, "God damn." And then they go back up to the announcers upstairs,
right.
And immediately the first thing that they said was, "We apologize for that."
Oh, so somebody's warned them already.
Yeah,
they got a little uptight about it.
And it was just the Lord's name in vain,
right.
And the son of a female dog, and
right.
They were just happy that they got all the gas into the boys'
excited.
Car.
That's sports. Well, kiss that live sport that I love
yeah.
goodbye, because that's
wow.
just filled with filth
Which
in the
one?
Fans. It's figure skating.
Yes.
I no hate more. That. You know, when they're showing the judges' results, and they go, "Oh, F."
They swear like sailors. Dick effing button.
American Idol contestant.
Thanks for reminding me of Red.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dead button. Bummer. American Idol contestant, child pornography, when the color cast continues.
The color cast. Okay, thank you. Oh, Buzz, I get jokes. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about
yeah,
the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's
huge.
Got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
And don't forget, we are looking for entries now for the show open that we desperately need. We're sick of the laughing place.
Yeah, we're going to freshen it up, and we're asking you to do this. It is a contest. It's not a jingle contest. What it is a show open contest. You can put together whatever you think is going to sound good at the front of the show, and you can send us an MP3.
We're going to get about 10 of them and rotate them and play a different one every day at the beginning of the show. We'll have prizes for the winners. So get your entries in at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Information will be on the front page of our website, I am told, as soon as we vacate the building tonight.
Excellent.
And once again, now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
A former American Idol contestant is facing child pornography charges.
It's not Clay, is it?
No. DJ Boyd from the 2004 edition is accused of
He was the first to come in number two. That's the joke that made me laugh.
Is he, I have no memory of this guy. Most people don't.
I Googled him this morning. I didn't even
You Googled him.
You Googled him.
All right.
Yeah. Really?
That's how he got
Are you pitching or catching?
Over here.
He's accused of videotaping his sex romp with two girls ages 14 and 15.
Uh-oh.
The 14-year-old told the police. He's now been indicted by a federal grand jury in Salt Lake City. The indictment says he liquored up the girls and had sex with them mainly so he could get the video.
You know what's funny is that when they get on American Idol, when they actually make it through, they treat these guys like it's a big, like it's some kind of major dignitary that's getting in trouble. When you look, you ever look at those stadiums when they're all sleeping like in the sleeping bags on the floor of a convention center?
You effing C-word.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
He now faces 40 years in the federal pen if convicted, so his plan to go into entertainment law may get sidelined.
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
That's a rhetorical question. I'm going to take it. As far back as we can
remember.
Are
you an idiot? Are you a moron? Are you effing stupid?
Welcome back, Phil. For as far back as
I
we
think
can...
you are way out of control. You need serious, serious help.
This is the time when we wonder whether Phil is talking about the news story or if he's talking to Buzz.
Just don't know.
Phil? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. As far as we can remember.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
Well, now we know he's talking to Buzz.
So is yours, Baldy.
What, are you a moron?
Long as we can remember, we've dreamed the dream that is smell-o-vision. The Japanese have perfected it. They've invented an odor replicator.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
Shut the F up.
It's an OU first. It's an odor recorder, actually. It captures...
Shut the F up.
Hey.
Okay. Will you stop that?
It captures and uses 15 sensors to turn the odor into a digital signal. At the receiving end, a box containing 96 chemicals decodes the recipe and reproduces the aroma.
Oh, shut the F up.
It can reproduce anything from fresh citrus to rotting fish. Imagine the possibility.
Hey, I like it.
In sports, Danica Patrick having her period.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
Danica's period may help her.
I'm telling you, Mike, are these new computers the best? I'm talking at the old studio, Buzz. I know you're for sure. At the old studio, I would have been an octopus with 8,000 arms. And now all of a sudden, I got Dr. Phil saying every single thing in the world.
Now look at you pick lettuce.
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron? Are you effing stupid?
Dr. Phil. Danica Patrick having a period could help her if she were to switch to NASCAR, according to another IndyCar driver. Ed Carpenter trails Patrick by four, pardon the expression, sloths in the Indy circuit.
Yeah.
Ed says Danica gets plenty aggressive on the track when it's that time of the month.
Oh, that is too funny. That's sour grape.
Danica says she applauds.
Maybe that's why my girlfriend wrecked my car. She's having her period.
Aggressive. Danica says she applauds Ed's personality for saying that. She says it's just a funny remark, so it must not be that time of the month. When is a urinal degrading to women? Well, as soon as we get back, that's when.
Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crapper?
Oh, here we go.
Don and Mike Show.
Sorry for the vodka. They were costing a fortune in fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me just add, we're running late. Let's get back to Buzz.
We got sounds of Bill Bill and the Rondells.
Label of tune was called May I.
That's new. I mean, it's new for this show, right?
Yeah.
We've never played that on this show.
It's so freaking old.
You remember this, Buzz?
No, I don't.
Y'all, may I? May I? We're running late. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Dom and Mike.
My fault.
Finally, the company that came out with the mouth-shaped urinal a couple of years ago said at the time it was just cartoon fun. The urinal's a big set of full lips parted softly with just the tips of the two front teeth showing. Yeah. Lips are very red, as in lipstick, as in on a woman. A woman complained, an American woman, who was apparently familiar with a certain fetish. So that's why the McDonald's in Fun Lovin' Amsterdam has been forced to rip the mouth urinals out of the walls and put in something a little more traditional.
What a shame.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank you. Now let's see. Where's the...
Sorry, we're out of town.
No! Great! Oh, here we go.
Right. See you tomorrow. Thanks everybody for showing up outside today. And blah, blah, and go to our website for the show open thing. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and Double K.
Bye-bye, Peter Cohen.
See you tomorrow.
Put your life on hold.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.